Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
That's what we do here a lot of. Welcome to Bonnie Albers on Air today. Bonnie, of course, as everybody knows, has been, I'm not going to call it on vacation. She has been spending time getting both of her grown children settled in respective spaces and places. She's currently up north. I can't say it's cold New York right now because I think it's probably summertime there. Although I did see some pictures of flooding going on. Somebody posted that, like, West Babylon High School. There was, you know, a lot of water in the streets. I think they're getting a lot of rain. But she is out and about, and she will be back with us on Monday. But in the meantime, today, we have the awesome and amazing Laura Perratt with us here. And she's had also, we were just visiting a little bit before we came on air, and she has had an amazing journey the past couple of months. I think this past summer, you know, the summertime with everything, with all, you know, people talk about the energies, what's been going on. You know, I look at this, I kind of talked with Ron, you know, a little bit about that. We've had, you know, these, oh golly, what have we had? Okay, we've had like a recap here. We've had like the lunar eclipse. We had the grand cross or grand something, we lined up in the stars. And then we had the solar eclipse. And then we've had these three super moons. It's like there's the one in July was a super moon. The one we just had the other night over the weekend was also a super moon that was in, the one in July was in Capricorn. The super moon in August was in Aquarius, which was kind of cool for us Aquarians. And then the next one coming up in September, he said it was September 8th, is going to be the super full moon in Pisces. So we've just had a lot of rock and roll and stuff happening and going on. And people are like, man, you know, it's like, you know, people have been doing everything from, like, you know, hibernating like bears in the caves to it's like squirrels in the, you know, in the hamster wheel moment, and, you know, you can't slow down and that kind of stuff. So just all kinds of stuff has been rock and rolling. So Laura, how are you today, and how is your summer been? I know you guys just located.
Yeah. No, I'm doing great, and I am just absolutely astounded by the flow of life and the grace and the good that has just blossomed in front of us. It's been a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of focus required to keep up with it all. But everything has just been beautiful. And I know I've been reading how these times, these months we've been in, have been intense and difficult for so many people. And somehow I've been in the receptive side of prayers that I put out even, you know, for a couple years ago. And the divine timing just, you know, all came together with exactly what I had asked for. And, you know, it was very strange. Today we went back to our old house, which we've only been away from for a week, to pick up the camper and move it to, you know, another location. And the new owner invited us in, and they're lovely people, and we're just thrilled that they're going to raise their kids and have the experience in this community that we had. But there was no attachment, no missing, no sense of loss at all. I mean, it didn't even, the familiarity of it being our home, but it just didn't even feel like our home anymore. And that degree of living in the now is continues to blow my mind, because I'm so fully present with what is that there is nothing else. And this kind of began, my husband and I were talking about it while we were traveling last year a great deal. And we would be away from our house for a couple of months of traveling, but even just a week away. And we didn't miss anything. We didn't need anything. There wasn't a sense of being without all that stuff, you know. And we did a great deal of releasing and getting rid of and donating, selling. And we have much, much more to do of that, because we're just starting to realize how little you need to have everything you need and to be happy and to be free. So it's just come in the most beautiful flow and grace. And again, when people are praying for what they want, having to partner with divine time, because it really did come a year later than I expected, but it came absolutely in perfect order, exactly as I asked. You know, down to the knock on the door without even putting the house on the market, someone knocking on the door and saying, would you sell your house? And giving us our asking
That's
price.
Awesome.
You know, not having to fix it up and not having to do any cosmetics and, you know, not needing a realtor. I mean, we saved so much money that it made it completely possible for us to take the equity out of that, add to it some, and buy this house outright. So now we have no mortgage. I mean, it was exactly what we had, you know, it held in our consciousness for a couple years.
Wow.
And more, you know.
How did the kitty situation, because I remember you had like a couple kitties you were trying to relocate, so it's like, did you, you know, how did that situation turn out with your critters?
Right. They're living on the porch now on the deck. And, you know, in a way it's a good way to just acclimate them to a new place, just a, you know, small space at a time. But we're noticing in that week that they've been outside, my husband's head is much better, his allergies, my son has eczema and allergies, and we're recognizing no small amount of that has to do with cats. But having not lived without cats for over 30 years, we didn't really know what percentage or what influence that was having. So, you know, we're really wondering if we're going to bring them in or if Spirit's going to bless us with their new homes quickly. So I don't know. We have... We're sort of taking it day by day and still hoping that that will present itself, not the year later than expected scenario we had with the house sale, because we would definitely let them in before that. It was amazing, though. I went to the cat store to buy all this stuff to let them in the house, a new litter system and this pheromone spray that you can put in your outlets to calm them and all these things I was going to prepare the house for them, you know, baby gates and everything. And I was checking out, and I'm watching the subtotal ka-ching, ka-ching. And as I was checking out, I was telling the woman checking me out about my circumstances and trying to find a home. And she just looked right at me and said, I'll take them. I'll take both of them. Wow. And, oh, my gosh, I thought, now this is how miracles happen. You know, this is the synchronicity I'm used to. Thank you. And they hadn't been in the house yet, you know. And I got to her house to drop them off, and it just wasn't going to work, because what she had mentioned to me when she told me she had one other cat was she had two dogs, that other cat and a ferret. And
oh, wow.
My cats do not feel comfortable around dogs at all. In fact, even on the deck here, if they see someone walking their dog on a leash, they run and hide under the couch out there. So I thought it was like, wow, you know, even more perfect than I had asked for. But I know something will come up. It always does.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. So true.
So, but you know, every step of the way, it's just been perfect. This new home that we're living in, this new condo, is working out beautifully. The kids have had a great summer. You know, everything has just been
falling
a blessing.
Into place the way it's supposed to. Yeah.
It is.
Such a
so
lot
I
when it works.
Yeah. So hopefully we can help some people. I don't know if we have any callers, anybody in the audience, but you know, let's get some other people experiencing this sort of amazing manifestation and bliss and healing and happening that I've been experiencing.
We can do that. At the moment, we have 5 callers, so it's like I can tell everybody in the queue right now, it's like we will get to you, so hang in there. So
let's bless the others with all this amazing stuff happening in my life. And I'll really tell you, I believe part of why it's happening is, you know, that surrender, that trust, that knowing that everything is in divine timing and divine order, and if it's showing up in your life, it is meant to be there, whether it's a challenge or a blessing. And we have our challenges in order to start to recognize our patterns. And we have so many, you know, old patterns that are ready to be rewritten. And that is the work that we do here. That is the work I am doing here, is recognizing, releasing the patterns, the blocks, the fears, the judgment, the lack of self-worth, the lack of self-love. We have got to get all this sort of rewritten, overwritten by the new higher energies of the planet, so that we're holding the higher frequencies of love, benevolence, and perfect manifestation, healing, you know, compassion, self-compassion even. And that is what clears the way for all of these blessings to fall into place. Because if you ask for it, but you don't believe you deserve it, or you fear the good, or you don't think that something good can come because it's too much, it's more than you can ask for, it's more than you believe is possible, then it can't manifest. But when you get your fears, your doubts, your insecurities, your judgment, self-judgment out of the way, you become this blank slate to receive. And then it's just about showing up and saying, wow, thanks. And
the opportunity is knocking and I'm answering the door. Yes, come on in.
Yeah, but you also have to, you have to be clear of all that reaction, overreaction, defensiveness, judgment, expectation, assumption, all of these things that end up just muddying the waters so that your manifestation, your intention is not clear, crystal clear. Do you see? So if you can get to the place where you're holding sacred space and allowance for that which you wish without all that muddy water, it can come in. It's like if you have static on your radio reception, you know, all of that resistance patterns and doubt and fear, you know, it creates static, if you will, and your reception is muddied, is limited, is diminished. But if you can rise above that, and that's the work that we do with the light language, is clearing a lot of that and bringing us into alignment with the perfection of the universe, the support of the universe, the oneness that is always present to support us when we're not muddying the waters and diminishing the reception capabilities. So that's what I want to help people with today, if we can go ahead and take a caller.
All righty. Let's get after it. Let's
let's
radio.
You know, let's take a moment really quick to just thank everybody who's on the line with us and bring everyone into heart alignment, because it's not me doing this to you. All healing is self-healing. I bring in a frequency, I'm the facilitator, and so is Kelly. She's helping to hold the space here, but so is everybody tuned in.
Right.
So I'm just wanting to ask everybody to drop out of your heads. Release expectation, doubt, uncertainty. Can I have a healing? Can I get what I'm after here? You know what? I've had so much difficulty and challenge. Is it even possible? I want you to just let all that drop to the floor as unnecessary for this time, for this moment. You can pick it up later if you need to. But for this time we're on this call, this radio show, let's just let all that settle out if you think of the ocean and the muddying the water when you're swimming, you just want to let all that silt just settle down so that we can be in a great state of clarity here, in open-hearted compassion, support, and heart-centeredness for every caller. And then that's how the audience can piggyback on each caller, by holding the greatest and highest expectation for the most beneficial outcome for everyone on the call, everyone on the radio.
Okay?
So let's just do a little light language to bring everyone into alignment. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, aki alo, kaiwa. Hatene e ki huatoka, sakai. Hete e sakai, otokai, otokai, otokai. Haki hatuka sa. Hate hetaha. Haki ahota. Hashi hawako. Shehetaha. Shehetaha. Shahata. Hete ki ihawako. Shehawa. Shehetaha sakai. Hatakai. Eteki akato. Otaka. Ataka. Habakai. Eki awako. Shi. Hatake e takai. Saukai awakota. Shebe e takai awakota kasa. Hene e ki hawako shi hawako. Ale e ki hawako sha. Havakai awako takasi. Haki aloko takasa. Havakai e ki awako shi awa. Hake awako takasa. Bahalakai awako takasi kalakai. Ama, ana, ala, ana. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. Om, ala. Everyone take a deep breath. And release as one. And again. Ground yourselves deeply into the earth. Recognize her as our benevolent mother. That which she provides for us at the physical levels. And open yourself upward to receive from spirit all that you need. The universal all providing for ourselves at all physical and non-physical levels, blessing us each with all that we need in every moment, always available. Ale, alo, ala, ana, ana, om. That feels better.
Very much. Okay. Now are we ready? Much more balanced and grounded. Yes, indeedy. Okay. Area code 313. Oops. Sorry. Okay. Are we ready?
Hello?
There we go. Okay. Ready to go? Can you hear us? Laura, can you hear me?
No, I'm not hearing. I hear you. I'm not hearing the caller.
Okay. Here we go. Let's try and fix that.
Hi.
Okay.
There we go. I got it.
Hi, how are you, ladies?
Wonderful. Good. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for taking my call. You're welcome. How are you today?
I'm just on top of the world with my feet hanging over and enjoying the view. How may we honor you today? And what is your name, please?
Sherelle.
Sherelle?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for calling. What can we help you with?
Welcome. Can you just deliver the messages to me, whatever that comes through for my guys or whoever that's on the other side?
Kelly, do you do messages like that? Because I do healing, and sometimes I get a message in the process of that, but I'm not a reader per se.
Yeah.
Do you have a healing you need or an area of your life you want some help with?
Yeah, I could get a Hilly if y'all don't do that.
Uh-huh. Kelly, do you have a message for her?
Not really message, but one thing what I'm gonna put out there and suggest is usually the areas that you're having questions about, you know, like if it's, you know, relationship, you know, jobs, finances, that kind of stuff, it usually indicates that there's some kind of a block, you know, or something impeding or hindering that. And it's like if you allow Laura to go in and just do that clearing, a lot of times you know, it will simply clear the path. It's like taking a bulldozer down the, you know, down a rock strewn, whatever. It's like, she just goes and, like, you know, bulldozes the place out, and it's like all of a sudden you go, oh, I can go down here now. So it's, you know, that's what I'm telling our callers today, is like, you know, when you're thinking in terms of, you know, questions and that kind of stuff, it's really what you're thinking of is, here's an area in my life where I have a blockage and it needs to be cleared. So it's like, we're gonna hold that thought in mind, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And right off the bat, I'm actually directed into your heart chakra and heart center, and I'm feeling a lot of joy. So we're just bringing sweetness and joy into there. Have you been feeling, you know, a little blocked in that area?
Yes. I've just been under a lot of stress lately, for reasons. My family just been distanced ever since my grandmother passed away. And job, and just be kind of under stress. Mm-hmm. It hurts because that's not how I want my family to be.
Yeah, but you know, you can only change you, and you can only change your reaction and your feelings, because that's what you actually have the free will and control over. So you work on you and bringing yourself into enough clarity to love everyone in your family exactly as they are, for where they are in their life, and accept that. It doesn't mean you condone. When you accept, you're freeing yourself. When you forgive, you're freeing yourself. You're giving yourself the clarity you need to be in joy and peace and benevolent understanding and acceptance of others. And that self-compassion, that self-love will spill out as compassion and love for others. And so you create a harmonious space for others to change without feeling that they have to change, or feeling judged, or feeling, like they have to fit somebody else's view. And you give them space to look at themselves objectively and make some decisions, because they can then see, they often then see you in peace and you in like manifesting the things that you enjoy. Yeah, and so when you're living that way, you don't have to ask someone else to change. They're going to look at you and go, wow, how can I be more like that?
Mm-hmm.
And often it's really about dropping the drama. So, you know, if you can just open your heart and be in joy, you know, grief is such a difficult thing when you lose someone you love, because you really feel that they're not there. But in the greater reality, there is no separation. You are so one with everyone all the time. It's just in this earth plane we forget that. We have a veil of forgetting, and so we don't experience it that way. And if you can just open yourself and open
your heart and
trust.
I'm trying to, because I am blocking myself from whatever's coming my way. I try to manifest. Well, actually, when I am clear, when I manifest, it's just sometimes so quick. And when I have been lately, it has not. And I've been trying to clear my chakras, any negativity, and trying to release it, but I don't know, every time I try to clear something, I always come back up.
Well, you know, it is a journey, and we do continue, because if you think about, you know, there's a lot of moving parts going on. You know, we have a lot of energy systems. We have many, many histories. You know, we have past experiences in this lifetime, but generally whatever's come up in this lifetime is coming up because you have, you know, in history of many, many expressions of your being across time and space, where this has been an issue, and that's why you brought it again in this lifetime to deal with. So whatever you're dealing with in this lifetime, very often, very usually, is also got others. And one of the beautiful things about light language and the way that I work is, there's no time and space in the greater reality, and we're working at multidimensional levels that are affecting all of you. Your Akashic record is stored in your DNA. It's in the earth. It's in the grids of the earth. And when you change your frequency, your vibration, you override and upgrade all of that. And you do it for yourself, but then it also does it for the planet, because we're all connected. So the more people that raise their own frequency and overwrite their own challenges and their own old patterns that are limiting, it brings entirely new templates into the earth for everyone to imprint upon, if you will. Like even the new children born, they're imprinting on the earth grids. So every bit of work that you do for yourself, you do for everyone.
Yeah.
Okay? So I want you to just allow, if you will, not to need to know how, not to me to understand, because in our 3D minds, there's no way to understand this multidimensional quantum reality that is available for us to tap into. So just allow yourself to be healed of your burdens, of your stress, of your grief, and of all judgment and concerns about your family, so that you can simply receive peace and joy, love, and, you know, the support for you to be operating your life at the highest level of your divine presence here now. Okay?
I am. I'm going to meditate and everything and try to clear out.
Okay, so we're going to bring, don't try to figure anything out. Just notice when you're not at peace. Notice when you're not feeling secure or safe or happy or supported. Notice when you're feeling a lack of abundance. Notice whatever it is, and then just kind of go, oh, wait a minute, I remember now, I have a choice. So you don't judge that. You just sit with that and go, oh, look at that. I'm doing this, but I could choose to do that. And it's kind of that fake it till you make it thing. Because when you shift your consciousness into what you choose and want it to be, one of gratitude, one of compassion, one of understanding, acceptance, joy, peace. You know, when you're choosing these divine qualities, it's not that you're denying your human true experiences. You're just recognizing it's such a small part of who you are as a grand, eternal, divine being. And you're just kind of going, oh, yeah, today I'm having that experience, but I'm so much more than that. And I know I can move through that and remember and experience that more. So we're going to bring this to in light language, too, clearings for those limiting consciousnesses. And I want the audience members to also piggyback on this for their benefit because, you know, we can all use that, clearing of the old, letting in the new. Everybody's higher self is involved in this. So what the caller needs is going to be based on her higher self working with her, and all the audience members are going to be aligned with their higher self. So they're going to get exactly what they need, even though this is your call. Okay, so the healing is a universal thing. Now, the other thing I want to remind you before we lose the call here is I have created from January 1 of this year until I forget what date it ended, but it was 192 days later. There's something called a daily dose of love on my website. It's 6 months and 2 weeks of daily 5 to 15 minute light language mostly and some English messages from my guides bringing it through to you for free. They asked me to create this body of work to help a tired humanity raise their frequency, raise their consciousness, and experience healing for ascension. So I just want to remind everyone, if you go to laurapierat.com, LauraPierat.com, on the most of the page website pages on the sidebar, you'll see like a chalkboard sign up, and that'll get you my post and this free gift of 100 days of a healing journey. 5 to 15 minutes every day. Everyone can make time for that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So we're going to do some now, but I want you to know there's lots more out there on my website. And all of these healing radio shows are also archived on it. So tremendous amount of free stuff on my website. Okay? Here we go. You ready? Everybody in the audience? You ready to receive?
Yes.
Exactly what it is you need to clear, release, and bless and align. Here now. Amakai Eliki Aloko Takasa. Haka Hata Ham Hal Ham Kiahota Shumhal Kihalokai Alewa Sokai Sheneawako Lakai Kianokotene Kiawako Shiwa Ale Kiawako Ama. Remember not to try to listen to, like, understand or interpret. Just let this work its way through your cellular level as a feeling state and just notice what you notice.
Okay.
Kia wa kola kai, omakai, eliki, aloko, takasa kai. O kia wa kola kai, obakai, eliki, alokai. Moch, alakiawa, machala, chete, hata, hotaha. Machala kai, hate heta, shimhal ki halokai, hale ki halokai. Amakai wa kotaka sika shibakai, elekialokai omakai.
Mahe hawako shiha. Hotakai otkai otjiwa. Bale ki halokai hot. Shavakai hot ki hawa. Halakai hotkai hot. Mahai ele esa. Hataha. Ketaha hata. Hataki ahotkai. Mahai ele esa kai omakai olakai omakai eleki alakai omakai. Hale esa kon. Ham, 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 ham. Aleki halokai. Hamakai eleki alokotakasa. Kai hotkai. Habakai eleki awako. Bakha la asa. Taheta kaiwa. Mokhana kaiwa. Shimha hala. Shehetaha. Shuki hawako. Shahata. Habakai ele esa. Obakai. Abakai eleki awako. Male sakai wako takasi kai wa. Shene eki awako kai. Alakai. Abakai eleki alako takasa bakai wako lakai. Hushi wako shakai hele e sakai. Umbakai eki awako. Malakai wa. Alaki alokai. Umbakai eleki alako takasa om. Aleki alokai wa. Ama om. Alakai wa. Omakai eleki alokai om. Yawako shi, hawako shi, hawako shi. Abakai, amakai, aleki, aleko, takasa. Aleki alokai wa. Beawako takasi kalakai, omakai, eleki alokai, ala. Set the intention that you're willing to be a clean slate in this now. Begin again, fresh and new, releasing all that no longer serves you. All
yes.
Past pain and all suffering, all old patterns, all despair, all disease, and all limitation that was part of an old human paradigm. Set the intention that you are now available to be part of the new earth human, the new times and the new light codes, the new energies that are available on the planet. Fully aligned and present in the each now, fully grounded in the earth, and fully aligned in your spiritual knowing and trust and presence, the divine presence. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, makai, otkai, 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 otkai. Ale ki alokai wa, be alokai wa, kotaka sikalakai, wasakai, omakai, eleki alokai wa. I don't know if everybody on the call felt that shift. But just saying that and you guys responding to that really opened the energies in a big way. So thank you. Atea wa kotaka sika, hataka sia wa, holakai umakai eleki alako takasa, aleteha wa hosa. I am available for more. I am available for the beauty of life to unfold through me, within me, and all around me, and to reflect back to me the divinity that I am in the most beautiful way, full of grace and love and benevolence, mm-hmm. compassion and joy, prosperity and abundance. I am ready for the full presence, that which I am, as one with all that is, to be made known to me in the most beautiful and perfect way. I am, I am, I am divine love incarnate here now, blessing life as I am. Aki alo kai wa kotaka si kalakai. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ala. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ala. Om. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ala. And let that light your life. Fire your heart.
Yes.
And fill you with trust. And
so
how
relieved.
Are you feeling? You feel relieved?
Yes.
You feel the shift?
Yes. I was a little bit for a second.
Very good.
You know,
I got to lift
things.
My hands up, and I was just stuck where it's at. Mm. There are things we just aren't going to get to understand.
Thank you.
I need
their
that.
Think,
I really
yes,
do.
Yes. My pleasure. It's truly my honor. And we try to mentalize and understand and make sense of things in our life. And there are things that we're not going to be able to do that with. Because when we're in the quantum, there's going to be a lot that we aren't yet privy to. We just don't understand and don't know and can't conceptualize. And there are times we have to stop trying so hard to make sense of things and just be present with them as they are and try to see the God moment, in, you know, the God inside every person, every molecule in creation, everything around us in nature and animals and the trees and the sky and the wind and the elements. And if you can just hold on to that and see the perfection beyond our judgment and beyond our misunderstanding, that gives you something to tie yourself to or cling to or align with that is pure and perfect, even if we can't see it, feel it, or understand it yet. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's about recognizing that our vision and understanding is limited and imperfect. And if you can just be with it and ride it through, it's like the energy of that, of our resistance and the energy of the emotion will ride itself out, like a wave rides itself out and loses its energy. And if you can just ride it through, you'll get on the other side of it. And peace will be there because you've had the complete experience that you came here to have instead of a mental projection of that, which keeps you in resistance and having to have that experience again.
Okay. Thank you. I needed that.
All right. God bless you, sweet one.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking your time out.
I will say, do call back if you, you know, like for messages. Monday and Tuesday, Bonnie and Susan will be back doing that. I don't claim to do messages, but what I will tell you is I got a real sense of there was an older lady there. I think you said it was, you know, I'm gonna guess probably your grandmother.
Yeah.
At first, she was really concerned about you because, you know, you've been so down. And she was, you know, it was kind of like, come on, child, get up and go. You know, it's like, I'm here. I mean, you know, really.
This sound like her.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and I'm feeling so much love, joy, and compassion for you. So Spirit's really bringing that for you. And if you can just relax in a chair and say, okay, I'm here. I know there's love, compassion, and joy here for me. Let it. Mm-hmm. I'm letting it in. Bring it. Give it to me in a form I can feel and notice and be aware of,
yes.
So that
okay.
I can really validate I'm having this now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. That's what my good.
Got you back.
You said my. Mm-hmm. You said she said what?
I said she just wants you. You know, she's there for you and she's got your back. You know, it's like.
Oh yeah, that sounds like her.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate you. God bless.
And we appreciate
day.
You too, honey.
Okay.
Have an awesome day. Call back and let us
you
know
too.
How
it
goes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. And a breath in and out and ready to go for the next one here. All right. Yeah. Our next caller here is going to be from area code 786786. Who have we got on with us today? Who are we talking to?
Hi, ladies. This is Samantha.
Hello. I'm sorry, say again.
Samantha.
Samantha, welcome. How can
Hi,
we
ladies.
Help you today?
Hello.
Well, I had a question basically about relationship and love coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I actually met someone in the past, I would say 4 months ago, and me and him stopped talking, and he's younger than me. And he recently came, oddly enough, to my house wanting to speak to me again. And I'm like, it's a nice gesture, but I really don't think me and him are relationship material because he's so much younger than me, and I just don't get really good vibes. Not to say he's a bad person. It's
sure.
Just I don't see it working. I was just kind of wondering if there's, I guess, a potential candidate coming up. That would be better for me.
Mm-hmm. That puts us back in the reading category, and I'm a healer. The readings is not my, you know, specialty. I can help you with opening, you know, clearing any blocks to having that relationship that's perfect for you, that brings you the support that you need and the way you need it.
That would be perfect.
Yeah, okay. And, again, relationships, if you think about it, we, for the audience that's listening in to benefit from this as well, relationships involve not only love relationships, romantic relationships, but relationships with our family members, with our colleagues at work, with our friendships. We want to have those supportive, perfectly balanced harmony, you know, those relationships that bring us harmony and support and peace, and where people accept us for who we are, and they can see us, they can recognize and appreciate and understand and respect and honor us. And that's the kind of relationship that we want to draw to us magnetically by our intention. And we want to release the self-worth issues, the lack of love issues, those issues that have us drawing to us magnetically less than that. So what I'd like to set the intention on this is to just clear whatever issues for everybody listening, because that'll be different for each person. So just aligning yourself with the highest and best healing for your personal outcome. To make yourself available both in trust, receptivity, alignment, and knowing through resonance, because you're noticing with this fella that you're not resonant with him. And, you know, age in itself for many, many people in relationship is not a problem. So, you know, that may be showing up as something that didn't fit your preconceived idea of who you would be looking for. But to speak, you know, from my own behalf, I was not looking for a man 14 years older, but it's turned out to be this wonderful relationship with my husband for 27 years. So age in itself isn't a problem, but what I think I hear you saying is you're not resonating, you're not feeling it, and that's important to trust, and that's important to honor yourself and know that there is something right for you that you will resonate and you will feel uplifted, and you'll feel that knowing that this is right. And that's what we want everybody to be able to find, whether it's, again, through romantic partnership or whether it's through bringing peace and harmony in a family relationship, by accepting and honoring and recognizing people for who they are, or whether it's a job situation. So we're going to throw that open to everybody listening to set your own intention, and we'll be blessing everyone with a light language healing here for that. And immediately my hands go up to my crown chakra. So we're really opening up to let go and let God, and to let the divine light of truth, wisdom, joy, and divine relationship filter in through our crown chakras and enlighten us. And that means literally lighten us up and bring in the light that we can operate at a much higher frequency in relationships. Aki alo kaiwa. Kelly, is there something going on in the background there?
No, I was wondering the same. It's like it's pretty quiet here.
Okay, there was something.
I'm in the dungeon.
Okay, all right. So anyway, it's quieted down now, so that's good. Aki alo kaiwa kota kasi kaiwa kok shi antoka anta asama habaka asa hehehehehehehehe ha 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 wa 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 Ahasa. Wow, that really feels different, just that little piece there, but we're not done. Hatehesa hasa susiha watakai hakihawako shimha kihalo kaiwa ane esa kaiwa kotakasi aleki alo kaiwa shimha kihalo aleki alo kaiwa koshi awako shi hawako shi akihalo kaiwa Masia wa kolokai eleki aloko takasa. Avaka asakai wako chia no kote neki wako sha. Avakai wako te heta. Okai wa kolokai. Masakai eleki aloko takasa. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. Okai wako takasa. Hale e sakai wako te sakai. Maha sakai eleki aloko takasa. Oh! Sakaiwa.
Maliki alokai.
Oh, yes, okay. Alokai wa. Oh, yama. Ale alokai. Oh, yeah. Ama. Ale yama. Ale. 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 Ale.
Ale ki alokai, Oma. Ale ki alokai, Owa.
Uya, sakai, Owa.
Abaka. Ale ki alokai, Owa.
Naha, sakai.
Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Ale, alo, ala, ama. Ale, alo, ala, ana, ana, om. Sa, 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 sa. Samantha, do you feel any more centered? How are you feeling with that?
I feel really, really good. I feel...
You feel... lighter?
Very positive, yes.
Mm-hmm. I really feel this energy flowing. It's very light, and it's really a lot in your tailbone. I'm feeling grounded, centered, balanced, and light with a nice clockwise kind of spiral of energy, which indicates flow to me. And just trust. You know, you don't have to take every fellow that comes along, and you weren't doing that, but I mean, even for the audience members, trust that you deserve something perfectly wonderful, and that if you're patient and you keep holding that intention and you trust yourself and your intuition, your sense of running it through your filter for resonance, for rightness for you, and you keep knowing and holding it for yourself that you deserve that, it will come in divine time. Like I said, this house thing came for me a year later. Not late. It was on time. But I had thought it would come a year earlier. And I just kept that manifestation in my mind and kept trusting that in the perfect divine timing, I know this will happen. And it's that way with love, too. But keep being very, very clear about what you want to manifest and exactly the qualities you want in your life partner. And, you know, you can also leave a little category out there for better. Because your higher self knows what you need.
Yes.
Okay?
I will.
All right.
Thank you so much, lady.
Sure. God bless you.
You're welcome. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. And this will be an archive, and if you want to go back through, you know, and listen to them again, because what we have found is a lot of times when people go back through and listen to things, you know, again or a second time, because, I mean, I know this for myself. It's like when you're on air, there's things that you just, I don't know why, but you miss them. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
If you get this, you know, if you're talking with Laura today, make sure you go back and listen to it again when you're really in a quiet spot, you know, kind of with yourself. And it can be at a time, you know, if you got music, you know, while you're like maybe say taking a bath with candlelight or, you know, something like that. But wherever you're at, wherever your quiet time and quiet space is, create that so you can really go back through and really focus on it and listen to it again, because it's amazing. I mean, people have, you know, called us, told us, emailed us, said, wow, you know, we listened to this, and even though that healing wasn't necessarily for us, we got it because Laura does. She works on this, the globalness is like the spirit within all of us. So it's awesome.
Well, and it's definitely on the multidimensional level, and we're all multidimensional beings. And so if your intention is to receive the healing that's perfect for you, it will be. And the light language is that way. It's coming, you know, from the quantum multidimensional aspects of, you know, the wholeness of God, of the universe, of the all. And so it really does tailor itself for you because you're in alignment with your divinity, your higher self, working directly for your soul purpose, your life lessons, and, you know, your needs. And I'll also remind you, I talked earlier about all the free stuff on my website, and this isn't free, but if you go to the shop page, it'll take you through to CD Baby, where you can download an album, and it's a light language album that has some wonderful tracks that Spirit guided me to create, and it's self-love, self-acceptance, gosh, it's been so long since I've looked at it, honestly. I've kind of forgotten all the tracks. But, you know, it's really something to work with your own personal growth and development through some of those really core personality traits that hold us in limitation. You know, self-love, self-acceptance, forgiveness, all of these things. So the other thing is channeling, because it's multidimensional. You listen to it one time, and you're at one frequency and one perspective, one paradigm of consciousness. And because it can shift that, the next time you listen to it, you're
right.
In a whole other space of being. And then it has a whole different impact on you than the first time. It's
right.
A little like shuffling a deck of cards. You know, every time you go back and re-listen to any channeled material, not just mine, even written channeled material, because it's multidimensional, you're accessing it at different levels. So
mm-hmm.
as you shift, because of the energies embedded in channeled material, when it's coming from a divine realm, it can impact you at many, many, many levels.
Yes.
And then you come back another time, and it can have a completely different effect on you. And it can even have an enriching, supportive, amplifying effect on what was affected before. So, you know, don't ever think, oh, I listened to it already, I'm done. You can go back and listen over and over.
Oh, no. Many times, many times.
Yeah, and that's for the benefit of
the
CDs and downloading.
These bodies. That's what I, the way I put it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We come here to set ourselves and then to overcome the limitation. It's like, okay.
Well, and the beautiful gift in it all is too is with light language, you're receiving energies, frequencies, divine light codes, and not only is it going to overwrite what you're ready for, but it's going to hang in your energy field. It's code. It's information. It's energy, and it's going to remain available and be received by you when you're ready for it, but it's also going to transmit out to other people. As you walk around the earth, it's going about your day doing, you know, your grocery shop or your errands or at work. It's going to be available in your field to, you know, I want to think like, talk about it like Bluetooth. Somebody else can just peel it right off of you in the same way as we exchange energy all the time. So you're bringing gifts of love and peace and joy and higher frequencies and light codes to everybody you encounter. And so without ever speaking light language, you're sharing them through your fields with others. And that's a beautiful thing. It's spreading a big love virus.
Let's see. And we have more callers. It's like I'd like
okay.
to tell, give us your WW place again for your, you know, free daily dose
okay.
of love. It's like, yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah. So it's www.laurapierat.com, LauraPierat.com.
Awesome.
And I also do private sessions. I have been, yeah. I'm at the end of a 2-month major focus on moving, and I'm in my new place, and I'm just thrilled. And you can also, you know, connect with me on Facebook and, you know, Twitter and LinkedIn and all that stuff. All those social media things. But I do private sessions. I do recordings that you can then have. It's like an MP3 file that I email you, and you can work with specifically listening to repeatedly. So there's lots of different tools and ways, many free, some very inexpensive, and some a bit more expensive because they're very personal. And you know, a session is $128 an hour, but it's specifically focused on you. And we'll get deeply into your energy patterns.
Nice. All righty. With that, let's. You ready to proceed on?
You bet.
It always is like this, Laura. It's like the bit out of Alice in Wonderland. You know, and quick and fast they came at last, and more and more and more. So it's like we're going to work. You know, kind of quick and fast. We have an hour, and we've got about 5 more that I can see here to go. So.
Right, and speaking of quick and fast, I'm not going to say no healing ever takes time, but I'm going to just say that healing
right.
takes the time you believe it takes. So yes. The more you modify your concepts and your paradigms, your perspectives, that healing takes time, the quicker it will be for you. The more you align yourself with healing with ease and grace, and in the present moment, it can be that way. So the potentials are always there for instantaneous, miraculous healing.
Exactly.
When we get our limiting thoughts out of the way.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, and I've heard that said. It's like when you change the pattern, when you change the template, as long as you're willing to release, there's this big thing, and I can't remember if it was you last time that was talking about it, but it's about releasing. It's like you have to be willing to let go of the old stuff. You know, it's kind of like if you're carrying groceries, or, you know, if you're carrying something in your hands, and your hands are full, and you got two hands full of something, and somebody tries to hand you something else, you know, you go, oh, how am I going to do this? It's like, well, I need to let go, set the old stuff down, and be ready to receive the new. It's like, it doesn't mean you have to kick everything out. You know, you keep the gold nuggets and just kind of let the rest of the stuff, you know, filter on by. But it's like, keep what works for you, but let go of things and release things that are not working for you.
Right. And, you know, it seems almost naive what I've come to. This new perspective, but, you know, when I first got into healing, I was taking all kinds of classes, and I was studying anatomy of the body and trying to understand and getting the mind involved and really digging in and trying to, you know, I mean, I was reading and trying to understand disease processes and
the
cancer and, yeah, and what was happening is I was finding myself getting into the buy-in of the medical profession about cancer is really hard to heal, and this sort of thing is quick and easy, oh, this is just an infection, and this is a fungus, and this is whatever, and I started to realize that I was buying into the ideas about how something is at the medical level, and I thought, wait a minute, I do spiritual healing. Why am I even doing this? You know, buy-in thing. So at the spiritual level, my perspective is there's nothing that's difficult for God to heal. In God's mind, you know, it's already healed.
Right.
So if we can align ourselves with that purity, and that's hard because we're taught, you know, we have many beliefs and buy-ins about what is possible.
Including we have to get old. It's like, let God...
Yeah, right.
It's like, no, I don't have to get old at all, ever.
but if we start talking to our body consciousness and we start activating our DNA, we start going from that 30% active DNA human, old human energy, to along that spectrum. And, that, you know, my website is Humanity Rising. Because we are rising in our consciousness, we're rising in our frequency, our vibration, and that is activating our DNA to be operating at much higher levels, like more divine capabilities, if you will. So ascension isn't a snap point, it's a journey, and we are continuing to ascend day by day as we raise our frequency and our consciousness. And as we do that, we don't get sick as often. We begin to heal faster. We live longer. We're having less drama and more joy, and the manifestations happen faster. Our intuition is enhanced. That's all of that. That's what my work is all about, helping people do this quickly, easily, without all the buy-ins that it takes time and effort and understanding. So it's almost a naive point of view to an outsider, but from my point of view, it's getting back to the innocence of trust and knowing and faith.
Right, exactly.
So let's help someone.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I guess next.
My fun. That's my fun.
All right. Area code 609. You are on with us.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
That's
Hello?
What I'm talking about.
Oh. Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi.
Yeah, how are you?
Name,
what is your name?
Patrick Williams.
And, I'm sorry?
My question pretty much is, I just lost one loved one and in January, and I just lost another loved one. And I want to know, do you feel any kind of connection with him?
Right now I'm feeling a great deal of tension in the jaw, the face, my face is all screwed up. You're just, wow. It's just really hard, and I understand, and I really have compassion for you. So let me just sit with this feeling, because we got to move it through. Take a deep breath with me. Anyone else feeling grief? Tune into your loss, your grief, and let yourself process it through quickly, peacefully, and easily by having the feeling for a short, intense period. And then let it go. It's all in my head. I mean, I feel like not a headache, but pressure and tension and the jaw and the neck. Have you been feeling that?
Yeah, I'm feeling that right now, and I've been feeling that quite long. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it's like you don't want to breathe. It's like you're holding your breath.
Yeah, I feel like my head wants to bust open. Yep.
Yeah, honey, you're just holding it all. Let it just breathe, breathe into it. Trust and allow and release and know that everybody who is transitioned is in God's hands. They're in another place. They're in a better place. They're back in their wholeness of light where they can take another look at what they want to do next. Oh, gosh. Allah, 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 Allah. Soon. Whew. You feeling it lighten now?
Yes,
I do. I guess where I can breathe again.
Yeah,
that was like
I do.
Sledgehammer. You see, if you
what
just sit with it and give it a minute, it'll come. It'll come through. It'll pass. Like that wave will lose its energy. Woo! Ah, okay. Ah. You feel a little lighter and more free?
Yes, I do. I feel a lot better.
Yeah, me too.
Wow.
Man, that was just so intense. I couldn't even go beyond that moment. I just had to be with it. Whew. Allez, allo, Allah. I know. We're clearing the crown chakra, opening that counterclockwise, clearing. Allah. Clearing the heart. This is the way I work. As an empath, I feel what you're feeling, and then I hold it in surrogate for you until it's gone and clear, and we bring you back to a neutral place where you can have a new experience because you're not all blocked up by that one. Whew. That feels so much better. All right. Now, tell me where you are and what you need since that change.
Well, I'm in New Jersey.
No, I mean in your body, in your mind, in your spirit.
My head, my shoulders, my face, it feels more relaxed. And my head doesn't feel like it wants to explode the way it did. It was just like something was at the top, like it just wanted to explode open.
I feel more relaxed. I don't feel so tense. Yes.
Now,
tell me, think about your loss, your loved one and your loss, and tell me, where are you feeling that? How are you feeling that differently now?
I pretty much can kind of like see him in my face. I know he's in a better place. I don't know, I just kind of just see him.
Okay. Now, I'm getting angst, frustration, anger. I'm trying to put a word to it, but my teeth are gritted. You're sort of not okay with this. You just feel incomplete. And so let's sit with that. I mean, it's like frustration. That's getting better, lighter. Now, tune in again. We've had two hard waves of emotion. Give me something else. Tune in again to your loss, your grief, your feelings.
Well, when you bring that up, it makes me feel a little frustrated because I just felt like there was so much more that could be done, but when other people are not open, you know, what more really can you do? I mean, they're entitled to their life, that's their life, and when you try to speak to someone else, when you know something, and, you know, they just feel like, oh, well, you're this, and you're not doing this, so what would you know? And it kind of, like, it probably could have been avoided.
Yeah, but remember, as hard as it is, because it's hard to realize this, but we are eternal beings. And what this does is, I mean, I truly believe no soul leaves this planet without full agreement and not before their time. I mean, we're given these guardian angels to protect us from, you know, that's the time they're allowed to intervene in, and even against what, if it's not right, if it's not our time, you will be supported in some way. I mean, I've had 3 car accidents that, you know, could have been the end, and it's not, you know. And medical things, healing things, these the spontaneous remissions, if it's your will and it's possible and it's your higher self, you know, best way to serve you, your guardian angel is going to intervene. You know, so if a being is transitioned, it was with full agreement, and it was in divine order, even if we don't understand how that could be. Some part of their work here was complete, or they hit a point where they could progress faster by going out of the body and coming back in maybe differently in another body in a new time, meaning, you know, the new kids coming into life are so far ahead that they get to accelerate their spiritual path and purpose, sometimes by going out and coming back in a new body. So
wow.
We don't really understand this fully. I mean, some of the great work I've read is by Lee Carroll, Channeling Kryon. It's really helped me to get some new paradigms and perspectives to be really at peace with what's happening in the world and how it's happening. So you can read some channeled material that really helps us see beyond what we've been told and taught, maybe, about loss and grief and many other things on the planet. But, you know, if you can just recognize every being has free will, they have a purpose, they have their higher self, their guardians, you know, their guides, and they don't really need a rescue as much as it makes us feel good to, you know, reach out and rescue. They've got a huge spiritual presence, which really is their greater part of themselves, guiding and leading and directing their whole life. Now, they can choose in their own free will to ignore that or not to partner with it, or to, you know, they can make choices, you know, that may not be in alignment with that. And then we learn about cause and effect, and we learn about drama, and we learn about what happens when you're not in alignment. We learn about being blocked in our manifestations. But, you know, in the end, they're still eternal beings. They're still God. They're, you know, God presence in a human. And they're still going to get all that support when they die, to make the new choices they need to make.
Well, he's in a better place, I know that.
Yeah. But he's not only in a better place, he's in a place that's all him. That, in other words, the fullness of him, so that he can make choices to take the next step. And maybe he was not able to do that in body here because he kept being blocked, maybe, you know, at each step. He just couldn't progress as quickly as
he didn't progress because he was in college and he was doing real good with basketball. Then he got shot up. Then he was in a wheelchair, addicted to pills, and it just went on and on and on. And he just gave up.
Yeah,
just gave up.
Yeah,
and I just don't feel as though he had the right people there to talk to him and let him know that, you know, life goes on, and, you know, to talk to people, get in groups and.
Right.
You know, and he could have overcome it, but he just didn't have the right people in, you know, there to help him.
Right.
And
so I'm just gonna,
already hard-headed, so.
Yeah, and so this frustration and the wishing things were different, you know, you can't change what has happened, but you can come to peace with it. So I'm just going to lead you to a really short and really powerful thing that others can follow with us, and just repeat with me, if you would, from the deepest center of your being. Truly mean the words that we're going to say, okay? And I'll tell you what they are first so you can choose to align with them, okay? I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There it is. See, you're feeling like, in a way, like you let him down because you weren't there. He didn't hear you. He couldn't understand you, and you couldn't make the difference you wanted to make. And it's like you have to forgive yourself and him for not letting you rescue or fix or change the outcome. Do you feel that sadness come up now?
Yes.
I am sorry. Say it with me.
Thank you.
I am sorry.
That's life, right?
No. Say it with me. Stay with me in this feeling. It's so powerful. This is a very powerful prayer. I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
Do you feel that? I mean, I just want to cry for you and with you. Do you feel that come up, that sadness?
Yes.
Yeah, feel it. Be with it. Don't deny it. Don't just say, you know, life was just that way. Honor his life was that way. Honor his courage. He tried to be what he wanted to be. It went differently. The outcome was different. But he had the courage, and he did his best. Honor him. Honor his life. Honor his memory. Bless it. Release it. Release yourself. Honor yourself. Trust yourself. Heal yourself. I am. At peace with that which is. I accept the isness of life. It is my teacher. I give thanks for the wisdom I gain with every experience and the richness of the soul growth with everyone I love and care about. Now just feel your love for him and let that be enough. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies.
Stay with me. Stay with me.
Okay.
Feel your love for him. Don't rush out of this. Feel what is. All is well. Take a deep breath. All is well. All is well with my being. Do you feel your shoulders drop?
Yes, I feel much more relaxed.
The tension is going because you're releasing yourself from this experience, which was his process, his choice. I don't mean his choice at a conscious mental level, of course not. But we are such powerful divine beings. Ultimately, everything is a choice. And it just doesn't mean that we have the conscious awareness at every moment that we have that choice. So we want to honor and bless everyone who shows up in this life for coming here to do their best, because it's a courageous soul who sets foot on earth. And speaking of a courageous soul, there's a wonderful book written by Robert Schwartz, and it's about pre-birth plans and courageous souls, and I wish I could remember the actual title right now. He has two books out. Both are excellent. By Robert Schwartz, if you Google that in pre-birth planning, I'm sure you'll find it online. All right, there it was. That's what I've been waiting for. Allah, 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 Allah. Now there's energy flowing again. There was an incompleteness. That's why I didn't want to let you go. Allah. Now we have a spin of energy, a clockwise spin. There's energy flowing in. Energy flowing in a nice spiral. Whew. You feel different?
Yes.
What are you feeling?
I'm feeling much clearer. My head was getting a little quaggy there. And wow, it's clear.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now you can go forward in peace because you've healed you and you've blessed and honored him, which also blesses and honors you. You see? Nothing incomplete. That frustration, there was a great deal of incomplete there. And that's what we were addressing.
I understand you, too, now when you say there a great deal of incomplete. It's completion.
Right.
I understand what you're saying. I can't explain it, but I understand what you're saying.
Right. That's what you needed. See, grief often is a sense of incomplete. And we want to restore the wholeness.
It could have been, and I understand.
Well, and more than that, it's about, you know, when you unify with a being through your love, who's on earth plane, you know, we're always unified beyond earth plane, but when it's this limited perspective we have on Earth plane, we unify with someone by sharing love and respect and compassion and concern, and wishing the best for them. And then when it doesn't work out that way, or we don't feel it returned to us in some way, we feel blocked in a relationship or not returned for what we wish it to be. See, that's placing our judgment, our assumptions, our expectations in it. And that's what makes everything kind of go haywire. And then it does feel incomplete. It feels less than what we hope or wish for. And then we're back in that cycle of not being with what is, not being at peace with what is, not being in acceptance, not allowing. And that's when we create drama, you know, and incompletion and challenge. So that's what we've been working with here. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Blessings to you and to all who joined us in this movement through grief and loss. And wishing things were other than they turn out to be.
And by all means, call us back and let us know how your journey goes.
Thank you so much.
All right.
You're very welcome.
You.
Now go shine that love and that peace and that expansiveness out to others that you shared with him.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another breath. In, out, clear, and ready for the next
and,
one.
You know, that's what healing allows us to do, is when we heal our pain of loss or grief, of a relationship gone what we would consider badly, that feeling of incompletion or it didn't live up to our expectations, we free ourselves to be wholly present, expansive and loving and joyful and compassionate for the next person. For who needs it. We free ourselves to be able to hold sacred space and a loving presence for life. So that's the benefit and the beauty of healing.
Very much so. Very much so. All righty. Are you ready? We got to, we're adding more here, Laura. It's like I'm thinking, yeah, quick.
Mm-hmm.
Today, possibly. If you've got time for overtime today, it's looking like we might go overtime if you have time.
Okay. Let's just, you know, go with it. And we'll
see. Okay.
We might need to have a station break so that we can hit the restroom for in between if we keep going on and on.
We can always do that. I love Monster Mash. No. Okay. 916, you are on with us.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Diana. My phone's been off for a month. So,
perfect timing.
First call was to call you, and I know it was directed to it because I was at the library and turned on Blog Talk Radio, and there you were. So,
I guess I need
some healing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
My knee hasn't healed yet. It went out again like 3 months ago, and it's like I feel the pain on the inside of the knee even. This is the same knee that I hurt 30 years ago in a car accident, and about every 10 years I hurt it again. This time it's not healing as well.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of emotions that come up right away. Frustration. I mean, I want to growl.
But yeah, because I need to run and walk, and I don't want to have to use a cane.
Yeah. Okay, so give me a number on a scale of 1 to 10. How bad is it right now, pain-wise?
7.
So it's a 7 in severity of pain. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just work with the feelings coming up. I want to growl. You're frustrated, and my other awareness is this is something in the heart center. So, anger, frustration, growl with me. I mean, it's like.
Well, that's one thing I have. Oh, okay. No, usually I just say, thank you. This is not my pain. You know, I'm grateful for it. And I'm not thinking about growling because it hurts so bad.
No. I mean, this pain, I believe, is related to a frustration that's trapped in your body that, you know, is showing up or stored as pain there.
But there's possibly physical damage there. I don't have pieces left, you know. from all the trauma and stuff. I'm bone on bone on my knee now. But when it's well, it's because I'm spiritually well, and then it doesn't hurt anymore, and I can use it. So maybe I had a spiritual setback of some sort that was frustration. Yes, it is frustrating not moving forward as fast as I want to.
That's what knees are.
Right,
knees. Okay.
I'm feeling lighter now. I'm going to ask you, is there any difference in your knee pain? Is it still a 7?
Well, actually, there's a difference in my heart chakra. I don't feel
anxious
from the pain.
Mm-hmm. Now it's going in my jaws, up in my, like, TMJ, not TMJ, but, you know, clenching of the jaws.
I have a bad tooth in the jaw, yes, that hurts too. You're good. You pinpointed that, because I'm supposed
still
to have
heart.
It.
Yeah. Still in your heart chakra, and we're really working on the
You're great.
Get
right
out
of
that.
Yeah, I'm just texting from the tooth that I just won't let the dentist take or fix, or because you know they always want to do a root canal, and I am not keen on root canals.
No, I mean we're tapping this up from your heart chakra up your right side, like up the middle to like the thymus, and then off to the shoulder, up your right shoulder. So there's this whole energy clear going on. I am. Ha!
Yes.
Ha! Ha! clearing. Counterclockwise, spinning out. I'm not laughing at your pain. We're bringing joy in.
I know. That's wonderful.
You feel that clearing, opening?
Yeah.
Ah, you've been bearing down, literally.
Yeah.
Now, what are you noticing?
The pain is less. A lot less.
Scale 1 to 10 gives us a comparison.
Probably even 3 now, which is very good.
Good
for
me. Yeah. You know, I have this sense of, you know, that sort of laughing and all that. It's like this you that's just slightly outside of you who knows she's powerful, knows she's capable, knows she can do all these amazing things, and she's being kept just outside of you. And she's looking back like this, ha, 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 like, you knew that, I knew that, we know that. And let's let her in.
Well, you know, I've always been able to heal other people and pray for other people, and things would happen. But I don't even want to say, you know, to bring in anything negative. And it's harder for me to heal myself.
I know. Well, and I will tell you, it can, because, you know, you're your own frequency. And it often is, you know, one of the things that healers do is they work all the time with their meditation. They're clearing their own energy bodies, and they're raising their frequency so that they're coming from the highest state of unconditional love, compassion, gratitude, and peace that they can possibly sustain at whatever level, whether you're a beginner all the way through advanced, you're always working to at the highest level you can possibly sustain at that level, and that's how you're bringing a higher frequency, and energy moves from the high to, you know, to the low, so that person with the lower frequency is getting the benefit of your, you know, high power energy. So when you're working on healing yourself, my point of view, maybe I'm blowing smoke here, but, you know, my point of view, because I find it increasingly difficult to find healers who can work on me as I've raised my frequency. So I get less and less benefit by going to groups where everybody's sort of practicing on each other or whatever, because I'm just not getting it. And so working on myself, I have to really work into a very high state or have my guides, you know, kind of come in and work on me. I have to really get into a state of clarity where I used to just be able to sit in meditation, put my hands on myself, and, you know, get more impact. So it's not there's many other ways where you can sort of get outside of yourself and look back and heal yourself from the perspective of being your higher self, you know. And I've learned some tricks around that. When I'm just too, as Laura the human, I'm just too tired, I can get in the perspective of Laura the higher self and help myself that way. So if that helps you any with the whole healing yourself thing.
Right.
Yeah, yes, if you work
my
on
higher
visual,
self path. Yes.
Yeah, because you are your higher self, honestly. Your higher self is you. You know, so if you learn how to, like, get outside of your body and look back at yourself, it can be easier to look at your energy patterns than if you're trying to run it through from inside yourself.
Wow.
Hello.
At this very moment, I don't feel any pain except for behind my eye. And it's associated with that shoulder, too.
Is it your left eye? It's your right eye? Because I'm getting it in the left eye.
Well, the left eye might have a little infection because of the right eye. You know, they're both up there.
Ha! 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 Honey, your body wants to run high frequency joy, and it's like you just won't let it. It's like you just like you're peeing in your own Wheaties. You know?
Okay.
It's like
I will love it.
Yeah, it's like your mind just jumps in and wants to, like, keep things, like, keep you small and keep you from expecting too much because you don't want to get hurt. And, you know, it's like there's this playful, joyous spirit in you that wants to come through and just effortlessly do healing, easily, playfully, with curiosity and without attachment to the outcome. And it's like you just keep running that interference with your mind.
Okay, we'll stop that.
Yeah, so let's just set the intention to, we honor the mind. The mind is useful. We're not dishing the mind. We're just going to ask it to do the support role for the heart, for the higher spirit, for the divine mind, okay? To make everything
work strategically.
Yeah, so not needing to understand it or to direct it, but to strategically support what the higher mind, the intuition, the heart is setting forth as possible.
Well, when I died in the fire, I actually, stuff like flakes of soot and stuff got
you
black,
got what?
You know, the black sooty stuff, they call it soot, you know, the flakes of fire. They actually got stuck behind that right eye. So I have had to work on it even by putting, you know, potions and stuff that I make myself because I'm a naturopathic doctor. And I have done better in getting this to work out of my eye. But the eye actually feels pain, which is unusual because a lot of times your eye can be hurt and you don't feel the pain of it. So the fact that I can still feel pain back there is weird to me.
Are you saying you were in an actual fire that damaged your eye?
Well, I died in that fire. I remember all the talking to the council and everything and setting me back in for coming back and me telling them, not coming back. I kept, not coming back. But they did. They sort of pushed me out of bed, so I had to go come back. So, that's how I hurt that right eye. So it was an actual, it's like an ashtray. There was an ashtray behind my eye.
All right, so let's see something else back there, because you're holding this memory and this idea that there's an ashtray behind your eye. So let's just see golden, beautiful, sparkling, clear light, coherent, beautiful vision, like laser vision function in your eye. Let's just see that clearing up.
Thank you.
Tuning in. I feel like we're, calibrating it right now? Like I'm spinning my hand, if I had a big knob or dial, but both hands are going opposite and kind of bringing things into calibration here.
Very good.
Voila. Boom, boom, boom. How's that feel?
I actually feel it flowing through there, It almost like flowing from the back of my eye, pulling it out my ear. You are wonderful. I'm so glad I was glad to find the show today.
Well, you know, this is what happens when you get your mind out of the way. I have no idea what I'm doing or how I'm doing it. I don't even concern myself with that. I just am a clear, open channel for spirit to do whatever's needed. And I used to question that, be like, oh, this is too weird, or I don't know about that, or that's not what I would have done, or, you know, how could that be possible, or how can that make a difference? And I've stopped all those questions, and I just say, show me, fix it, do it, you know? Let's just get this done.
Then now.
Yeah.
Getting out of my way was one of the last things I had to learn. I may have you know, not to learn it as well as I thought. So I've got to work on that.
Yeah.
You just reminded me of all these things, the next steps I need to take. Thank you.
Well, and that's really what I think I'm here to do is just, you know, be the weirdness that everybody's afraid of and let them know that it's okay and that it's magical in a beautiful way when we don't have to know how. We just need to trust that we are more than we realize. And when we let that more in, the miracles happen and amazing things can happen. And it can look weird as heck. And it does. And there are plenty of people who would think I'm just, you know, not you know, worthy of being, you know, in friendship with or aligned with. And that's fine. That's their point of view. That's their fear level. I just don't concern myself with that because I'm just here to, you know, do what I can do with those I can do it with and with the planet and, you know, just live, be. And
that's almost exactly what I've got in my book. So
yeah,
I have to make sure Kelly gets a copy of that so she can forward it to you when I get it in.
I love that.
Format, yeah. I've got to learn how to do this formatting crap. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You know, the very first book I ever read about, you know, I fell off a book, you know, on a vacation, fell off a bookshelf at me, and it was one of the Seth books. And I remember reading this book and thinking, oh, my gosh, is it legal to think like this? I was crying, and my husband's like, oh, gosh, here we go again, a public place, and you're crying, you know, about something you're reading. Cause it touched me so much because it was telling me things I knew to be true, but never believed it was okay to believe and think that way. Weather patterns being related to our emotions. I mean, I'm reading this going, I don't have any way to know
yet,
but oh, it's true. And we are so powerful when we allow ourselves to go beyond what we think is possible.
Yeah.
And just be a conduit and a receptor for it. Yeah. So where are we now with this? Where's your pain in your knee? Level what?
That's gone.
Awesome. And your eye?
It kind of feels like you gave me a shot of lidocaine, so it's numb right now.
Okay. Anything else of concern? I'm just balancing you a little here.
Mostly probably the right tooth is back there by the right ear, very back tooth that I won't let it fit.
Yeah. There's a lot of resistance.
Actually, healing, you know?
Sit with
me. I was frustrated that I haven't grown new tooth by now because I thought we could even grow new teeth.
Okay, now Now, I'll tell you what my naturopath told me when I had fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, and he was, you know, giving me these supplements. And my belief system was, you know, I should be able to hold that supplement and vibrationally align and have the benefit of it vibrationally. And he's you should vibrationally be able to walk through that wall, too. But until you can, just take the darn supplements.
I can bring every subatomic particle I need in.
Right. Now, I will tell you that when you're functioning at 50 to 100% of your human DNA, and you're living your spiritualized self, you'll be able to do that. But until then, you know, thank the doctor. You know, let's be grateful for the doctors and dentists and the ones who can help us. And we do what we can with our spiritual, you know, where we are at a spiritual level. And we also get the help we need. And we're grateful that it's there. So I'm tuning in right now to your tooth, and I want you to join me in the emotions.
I have to laugh. I'm bringing the joy in. Yeah, okay, I just felt it go. Wow.
Yeah. So we hold things in our body, in our cellular memory, in our DNA, and there's no reason that we can't release them, clear them, overwrite them, reprogram them, talk to them, align with them, and some new expression in manifestation of healed state, a peaceful state, disease-free state, and it's just a process.
Yes. I know all that written down, too.
But if we can, then go get the help you need to do it some other way. You know,
being able to stay at that level.
Yeah. But, you know, if you're in pain,
get all that done, being able to sustain. I think sometimes, even though we don't want to, it still affects us how other people think of us. So.
Well, it doesn't. It only does because you still have triggers for that. So you go into those feelings, and you really decide, am I here, you know, I remember saying to somebody once, you know, if I have to choose between you and me, I choose me. And I love and respect and appreciate you. But I can't be you and I can't live you. All they can do here is be me and live me. So why am I going to worry about what you think of me? You see?
Well, I'm so glad you reminded me. I'm not going to have to go to the dentist and the orthopedic surgeon and all that bullshit.
You know, there's absolutely nothing. But there's nothing you need to judge about another. And there's nothing
right.
you need to judge about yourself. Be where you are. Do what you can. Love life. Love yourself. Love others. And when you hold that higher vibration, miracles happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
and
I'd
love to
email
me who you are and what your book is, okay?
Yes.
So,
well, as soon
Laura,
as you decide, I will definitely let Kelly know. I just need to learn the technical stuff now. I mean, it's not going to be perfect because I'm not even trying to correct it being my first one. I'm not even trying to make it sound like, you know, I have this big degree. It's just got all the spiritual information in it.
Great. So, great. Awesome.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Take up more of your time. I'll talk to you again later.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Oops. Okay. Okay, Laura. Let's see. We got 23 minutes, so we got about 4 or 5 callers left here. So I'm thinking, when did you want to take a break real quick now, or
yeah.
do you want to
keep
it
for
later?
Let's take a 3-minute break here, and then I'll be able to take lots more callers beyond the end of our showtime.
All righty, sounds good. So everybody I was going to tell everybody to go ahead and hang on. We've got area code 304, you're next, and then 480, then 979, 571, and 760. You guys are with us here in the queue and our callers today. So hang in there. And yes, I know, I have this little silly song. She's got it on here because I haven't added any other ones, but I love Monster Mash. So while Laura is taking a water break, it's like we're all going to take a water break. So here we go, Monster Mash.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
He did the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble
Okay, I'm back when you are.
Get a joke from my electric.
All righty. We were having a bit of Monster Mash time there, so.
All right.
Go.
Oh, now I can think again.
yeah, I know. We were just watching that today. No, I'll tell you that one later. Okay, we have with us area code 916. Area code 916, you are on with us.
Was that me?
Well, hello, me.
Oh, well, see, this, I'm Diana. You just talked to me.
Oh,
go to
oh.
the next number. I'm on.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, you guys are both there.
Okay. Well, you just talked to me. So it was time for you to turn to put me on hold.
Yeah, take the next caller. This is Diana.
Oh,
we just finished with.
Oh. Sorry about that. All righty. Oh, Diana, what I'm going to say is if you would press number 1, what it'll do is it'll put you at the bottom of the queue. Okay, I think she can do that. Okay, anyway. All right, sorry about that. Area code 304.
Hi, it's Jane from West Virginia.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. I wanted to just say to other people that the Daily Dose of Love really works. It's changed my life, and it's made life easier. So it's a
awesome.
Wonderful thing. And I'm growing in ways I just never expected. But I'm feeling I'm in a place now. When I bought one of the recordings, and it's I'm an old hippie, and it's the best trip I ever had.
Wow, thank you. What a great testimonial. I love it.
No, I'm, yeah. And I got rid of stuff I would have never known even how to ask to be rid of, you know, old pain. It was just amazing. And I'm shy about being on the radio, so this is hard for me. But,
oh,
thank
you for your courage for coming on then. I really appreciate you coming and sharing how that's helped you. Because, you know, it's unusual. And for me to tell people about it, that feels like, you know, it's all self-promotion or whatever. But for people who are really having an experience and benefiting to speak about it, that's something people can believe. And I'm getting emails all the time, people telling me it's hard to talk about how they're changing because they can't quite put it in words. And I think that because it bypasses the mind and using these light languages, it is a little harder to talk about because you don't have a mental idea of what it's addressing.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a gentle, subtle shift. So thank you for having the courage to come on through your shyness and share that with people.
Okay. You're welcome. It's other people have noticed, and they just can't believe how calm I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been an intense person and shy
mm-hmm.
and nervous. I mean, I relax around friends, but public speaking I could never do. But anyway.
You know, I said that too. I did say that. And I taught a class for a year every week for free just to get over that fear. And then I did a whole another year where I charged $5 so I could start covering the cost of the CDs I was using to do the class, you know. And I didn't even want to charge because I thought, what have I got to say? What have, you know, what would people really pay to hear? Because, you know, I was just, like you, afraid to speak publicly. And what I discovered is people came back every week and there was something happening. Benefit was happening. Healings were happening. And I gained confidence just by doing it. And I was literally reading today in the most recent Cryon book, which I'm so excited. I'm about to go up to Columbus on August 24th and in Lee Carroll Cryon actual physical group, you know, in person. But his latest book, The Recalibration of Humanity, 2013 and Beyond, I was reading this morning, and he's saying whatever old personality traits, habits, like you're just saying, fears, used to be true, it is going to be so much easier to overwrite those in this time, in this earth now, since 2012 shift, because the entire this grid structure of the earth is operating differently now. It's in a quantum nonlinear state, which is biased toward the evolution that we're having, the new earth programming. So whatever was hard for you before, please don't give up. Just put yourself in the middle of your spirit and notice.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Well, I made myself stay on the phone
and wait. And I say this because I want all the people in the audience to hear this, too. Whatever it is your fear, whatever it is you don't think you deserve, whatever, just don't operate out of those old paradigms. Just put yourself smack in the middle of it and trust and do it again and again and again. And you'll overwrite those old fears and limitations. So go ahead. What can we help you with today?
Okay, well, I'm of a certain age, and I've stopped doing what I've done for a living my adult life, and but I'm nearly 68, but I'm a young, healthy 68 and have
mm-hmm.
lots of energy, and I'm kind of, I mean, I'm happy. I'm still looking for jobs, and I just got turned down for one. And I've just had to release some sadness about that, I guess. But I'm in this kind of lost place because I think I got my identity through what I did for a living.
Oh yeah,
and
sure.
I'm single, and
mm-hmm.
I just have lots of unfinished work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've made wonderful progress for you and I'm seeing things that I never ever would have seen, and it's lead me in all kinds of directions. Like that I've drawn all these challenges to myself in order to heal myself.
Mm-hmm.
And but I just have huge insecurities, and I'm mm-hmm. and I'm I'm feeling like staying in the house, hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Because you don't have to get out and go to work, you mean, right now?
Yeah. Well, I worked at home, but I always, I mean, I'm just kind of in a lost place right now, a little bit. Actually,
okay.
I'm only on like 100 of daily doses,
mm-hmm.
and those shifts around the 90 where you taught us to ground ourselves and open to the universe were so powerful for me and wonderful. I used them in lots of ways. And
good.
But on my daily life, if I'm exposed to a good bit of negativity, like I'm having a thing now with a broker, I draw a lot of drama to
mm-hmm.
myself because I'm not clear, and people think they can get over on me, and then
mm-hmm.
I have drama trying to get out of it. But
mm-hmm.
I would like to still be productive. And
okay.
I've been told I'm a writer. I have an English degree. And I would just like to know how to make things happen. I don't know.
Well, first of all, I want to find out, do you need to work for the money, or are you, like, on retirement money to where you could take a little time off for yourself?
I could take a little time
okay.
off.
Because one of the things that happens, many, many people, and I would say most of us, do get our identity from what we do. And, you know, it's interesting. You go to a retirement party, and my husband's 70, so when he retired a few years ago, we'd go to a gathering, and people would say, what do you do? And as soon as he would say he's retired, the conversation would end, and people would wander off. You know, it's kind of like they devalued him because he was no longer whatever this doing thing. And I got to where I was just playful with people because I was a stay-at-home mom, and then the whole healing thing. And then people would say, what do you do? And I'd say, I'm a healer. And then I just got to where I was poking fun and trying to just stimulate a conversation in another direction. And people would say, what do you do? And I'd say, I be. And people were like, I'm thinking they must have misunderstood. But what I really wanted was to get the conversation to recognize that doing isn't what we're here for. We're really here to be who we are, to be the divine light that we are, and to let that shine through us. And when that happens, we are doing this comes from our inner passion, our heart's desire, and that part of us where we're impulsed into action. And so we become doers of our being, if you will. And it was hard for me to shift into that also. I also went through an identity crisis moving from being a photojournalist to a stay-at-home mom because, you know, photojournalism is a whole lot more interesting and fun, and I got a lot of validation, external validation, which
yeah.
was not happening in, you know, in the home from a bunch of little kids who expect everything and give a little back, right? Hugs.
Right.
So it was a very difficult adjustment. So I really understand that, but I also want you to recognize the challenge and the beauty of the challenge you're in is to start to perceive what parts of yourself you feel good about by the validation, the external validation of what you do. So when I started doing all this traveling, I wasn't having time to do all my spiritual work. I shut down my office. I shut down my groups. I started traveling. And there was this void that felt, I won't say I felt guilty, but it felt like something was missing. And I felt like I should be doing more. There was always this I'm not enoughness, you know, coming up. If I'm not working, if I'm not helping someone, if I'm not doing something. And,
yeah.
you know, last year's trip, taking that time off and really just being, I really think in spirit guided me that whole last, you know, 2.5 months traveling through South America. Internet was not available very often, and I was just having to unplug from everything that I had designed my life around and validated myself by, and really to come to ease with just being every day with what is in front of me, with who is in front of me, with the moment that's before me. And it's a very powerful process if you don't have to get busy being or doing, I mean, to just sit with being and meditate and spend that time in what feels like emptiness, it feels like a void, but boy, that void is full.
and it will inform you. You know,
I've been off since July. I'm sorry, I've been off since July actually, and I have come to like a couple of major conclusions that were always the answers were always right there, and I just didn't notice wonderful things and learning, but I can fall back into doubt and fear.
Right, and all of us can. Honestly, light workers' biggest Achilles heel, you know, is self-worth issues, you know, doubt. And it doesn't take much for someone to question us and question our validity for what we believe and what we do and have our own sense of self crumble. You know, it's funny. I was this 2 months I've been moving, and I haven't been doing my work, per se. And I'm really working toward a point where I stop separating in my mind my work and my personal life, you know, my family and work, because it's
good.
Just part of being this, is that it's all one, I know. So, but in my mind, if I'm not meditating and you know, doing healing and actively on the website producing something and sharing and post, you know, that's my work world. But I was saying to my husband, gosh, I hope I can still do this. You know, it's been 2 months. So I, you know, did this. And, of course, it comes back instantly and effortlessly. But there's that doubt that just is part of being a light worker. And you just have to rise into it and trust that it will always be there. You know, I have the same thing like you're talking about. If I get in front of a group of people to channel, there's always that feeling like, oh, my gosh, what if nothing comes out? You know, what if all these people drove here and you know, there's nothing. But there's never nothing. It's just this thing that plagues us in this work, you know, that we've been told for so many lifetimes we're wrong for being the light we are. We don't know what we're doing. There's no scientific validation behind it. And when we allow those concepts, those challenges to who we are to percolate up and have enough weight, they can start to dampen our sense of who we are and our power. Even my own son driving home twice this week has challenged the validity of everything I do based on there's no science. And he's like, Mom, if you really believe this, you should take your whole life, what's left, you know, what your life purpose should be to prove it scientifically, because that would make a difference in the world. Look what a difference you'd make in the world if you could prove you're right. It's like, I don't have this interest, the scientific background or the training, you know, much less the finances to do that science, you know, to prove this. And he's like, well, that should become your focus. And it's like,
I'm not sure that's
the mind of a 19-year-old who has his whole life ahead of him and wants, you know. And we're saying, do you see, it doesn't take much. It doesn't. I'm fine with this now because I'm really clear who I am and what I'm doing. But it's taken me a while to get very clear with that. And it didn't take much of a question or a doubt or somebody to undermine that. And you really have to sit with that in that void. Who am I? What is my gift? Why am I here? What do I value most? How, you know, what would love do? Self-love, self-compassion. And to me, I've had opportunities where I've had people saying, they could, you know, take my career, you know, like agents and people, you know, get me out there more and do more. And every time I sit with that in meditation, I'm getting a no. I don't need that. My work is making a difference. Keep it in balance. Keep it, you know, if it's meant to do that, it'll come in a synchronistic way, not with this sense that I have to rush to take advantage of an opportunity because it's there. It'll be a guidance from within. It'll be a desire. It'll be a moment that I feel impulse toward that choice. So I keep, you know, saying thanks, but no thanks, I'm really doing fine now, you know. And, you know, the ego isn't needing it. The work is being guided from within, and that's fine with me. And so what I'm trying to tell you, because we have listeners here too, is if it's insecurity, sit with your insecurity. If it's fear, sit with your fear. Take the time while you have this space to be in the void of nothing, not rushing to fill that space, to fill that void. Get to know your insecurity, your fear, and bring it to a place of silence and peace and alignment. And see if something within you doesn't come forward that just really excites you, that you want to do, that you really, not just going out and like applying for a job, but what is it that would just you know, chime your clock to wake up in the morning and look forward to doing. And that may look very different than what you think you're looking for. You know,
something came up really that was so almost unearthly, but it's just a glimpse of something. Thank you. I am so grateful for what you do. So,
well, we have a tendency to think there's something wrong with us when we have a feeling. And if we could sit with that feeling and ask what it's trying to teach us, what is the wisdom of it?
You're right.
Let's suck the nectar out of that experience, that feeling, that moment, instead of trying to rush through it or change it or get away from it. There's value in that. You know, when I got to the end of this, traveling period in South America and the void, and we came home for the holidays, well, right around Thanksgiving, I was soaking in a hot bath, and I had no idea what I was going to do next work-wise, you know. I was just going to focus on the holidays and the kids coming home for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then worry about January, you know, what am I going to do next? And that's when the whole daily dose of love came up. I was soaking in a hot bath, and the whole concept came to me in a moment. And they said, we want people to feel this, the way you feel soaking in this hot bath, this relaxation, this silence, this peace, this relaxation. We need to bring that to humanity. Would you be willing to do that? And they called it a daily dose of love. And that became a project, and I had no idea how long it would last. It was not always convenient when I was out traveling in the RV. I'm still recording, kicking my husband out of the RV so I can have quiet, and he's out in the cold sometimes. But, you know, I had the commitment because it came from inside me, and it felt real and true and aligned. I wasn't looking for something to do. It felt like me expressing me in a way that I could help people based on my unique, you know, gifts and my unique way. So if you sit in the void a while, you'll be surprised how much can come up. And you don't have to do everything that comes up because you may get an onslaught. I've had creative moments where, you know, so many things come up, you just have to pick. But let yourself have that time for things to come up.
Okay.
And inform you from deep within you, your core.
Okay.
What you want to do next.
I know. It occurs to me that I've been waiting my whole life for this.
Yeah, how about that? And yet, have you given yourself the
time
to receive, to be in clarity, to be in silence, to be prompted, to be impulsed?
Or to accept those, accept and sit with insecurity and fear. It never occurred to me.
Yeah, because you're really not lacking anything.
Laura, I'm gonna break in here for just a moment. We've got a couple minutes left of live air, and what I'm gonna tell everybody is, hang in there. You guys are in the queue. We will get to you. If anyone in chat is interested in calling in to hear the rest of the segment, because we do what's called overtime, now would be the time to call in 347. Oh boy. Now I think about that. 347-838-8864 to call and listen to overtime. Otherwise, it will go into archives. And Laura, while we still have a little bit of live air here, it's like tell everybody one more time how to get a hold of you. And let's see. And you're also on Facebook too. So it's like we've been forgetting that. So.
right. You can Facebook me. I have more of like a personal Facebook page, Laura Pierrette. You would search, and that's sort of mostly just sharing inspirational things that come through, and with a little bit on my personal private life. Like right now, you're be getting notices about trying to find my cat's home. But then I have another website that's Laura Pierrette channeling divinely guided healing. I think I have to look it up. How do you search that? There's a link to it on my website. I don't usually look for myself on Facebook. So I'll pull it up here.
But you are on www.
Yeah, but you can find me in all those links on www.laurapierrette, LauraPierrette.com. Daily Dose of Love is a free healing for ascension journey. It is life-changing. 5 to 15 minutes a day of a little audio recording. And that lasts about 192 days. You don't have to stay in that time frame. You can go back and listen to older ones over and over. You can go forward. You can
take much longer than 192 days if you don't have time on certain days, but that's just the way that I was recording it, one a day.
It was
to make available. Yeah.
All right.
So so that's all out there. Like I said, I there's two albums that can be downloaded. If you go to my shop page, it'll take you to CD Baby. You can listen to brief sections of the tracks. Those are wonderful to just be able to immerse yourself in those frequencies over and over. And these radio archives are also available to listen to. Many, many radio shows now are archived on the radio page under events and travel.
Indeed. All righty. And thank you. I'm going to say thank you really quick to our listeners and our chatters today. You know, we appreciate y'all. Bonnie has really missed being here this week. She has just been all over the place, but she and Susan will be back on Monday and Tuesday next week. Ron and I will be on Wednesday, and I believe next Thursday, I think, don't quote me on this, but I think it's going to be Annabelle and Brenda, our mother-daughter team, and Leslie Soul Journey. So, all right, with that said, let's go ahead and let you proceed forward. We have three more. We got three more callers here who are hanging in. So,
okay. And I did just pull up my Facebook page for those who want to follow Daily Dose of Love and the Light Language on Facebook. It's Laura Perrette-Channeling Healing and Ascension Energies.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Now I'll let you finish. Sorry about that.
Okay. All right. So now, having said all that, I do, because I want to use these opportunities to help people, you know, teach them fishing instead of giving fish. But I also do like to give fish. So let's do a little energy work around insecurity and fear, and make sure that you don't get yourself a little bit trapped in your house rather than choosing to give yourself that space, that little bit of withdrawal from the busyness of life so that you are able to sense and feel your own true self prompting you from within. Okay? So let's do a little clearing here with that. Akialo kai, omakai, alekialo shuma. And again, audience, feel free to jump in and benefit from this as well. This self-worth, self-doubt, insecurity, this is such a big light worker trait. All of us need help with this, myself included, and there's a tendency to just rather not put ourselves out there to get bashed yet again. But we're not in that time anymore where we're going to get bashed. And if we do, we're in a time where we can just say, oh, I get it. It's not about me. It's about the one doing the bashing, and I can love them for where they are, exactly where they are right now, and still love myself.
Well, I have to say, too, that's what really impresses me about your approach is that it's so inclusive and kind and doesn't say, oh, you know, there's not negativity attached, or you teach us how to deal with that part of life.
Yeah.
And that's just so much, I mean, other people can tell you, oh, lose them or whatever, but you can't lose some people. Do you know what I mean? You have to deal with them.
Right.
Well, you know, the thing that's become so real and true to me is the greater reality of oneness. And you can think, I mean, absolutely, have boundaries, have appropriate boundaries, have standards for yourself. If somebody's treating you badly, speak your truth in a kind, nice way, leave them if you need to, and separate yourself from that. Because, you know, we do want to be able to hold a high frequency and live a life of loving compassion for ourselves and others. And if you can't do that with somebody in a job situation or a personal situation, you know, you may need to create some space there. But it doesn't mean you have to blame them for the problem. It just means this isn't working. I'm not able to maintain peace and love and resonance with who I am because I'm so reactive all the time. Now, you can stay in that situation and choose to stay there very conscious, very present, working through all your triggers because, you know, heck, marriages are like one of the greatest, you know, and children too, you know, are one of the greatest fertile grounds for working through your stuff. But the important thing is not to be blaming, judging, or projecting it on the other. Recognize when you've been triggered and go, oh, this is something I could work with. Thanks.
Wow.
So you want to always see, because we're one. That other person is you. You are them. Everybody out there that you judge and doubt and fear, that's you. You know, at the greater level of being in the oneness, as we're all one with God, creation, you know, you really can't separate yourself. It's like we're all one. We're all cells in God's body, if you want to have that metaphor. And if all the cells don't start working together, you know, we're not going to ever get the peace and harmony and create heaven on earth here. So what you do that benefits you benefits others. What you do that benefits others benefits you. So making a choice to leave a disharmonious or difficult situation that you just really don't think you're at a point in your life that you're going to be able to resolve, you don't have to make that about guilt or failure. You can make that about love and peace and choosing to put yourself in a place where you can do your work without the constant disruption, drama, and despair, diminishment, limitation of being able to do your shift. So you don't need to make it about the other person being the problem. It's just not working for you doing your piece. Okay. Amakaya wa kolakai om. Ale, alo, ala, ana, ana, om. Whew. Now I feel much more centered. Do you feel any different?
Yes. Unfortunately, I was trying to spare you all a guy who's mowing his lawn in my neighborhood. I don't mean to be blaming somebody, but I was trying to go to a quiet room because I don't know how to mute my end of things. So, it took my mind away. But I'll go back in the archive and will. Your language of love is just, it's even better than English for me. It just works.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's our root language. It's the language of the universe. It's what we vibrate and what we know when we're not in human form. And whatever.
Yeah, I think I can put away my mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can put
does.
Away.
Yeah. Okay. It reminds us of home, where we're wholly loved and where we're whole and complete. And it brings us back into alignment with that which we are as divine beings. That's the power of it. It opens a doorway for you to experience your true self.
Yes, it does. And I'm sorry I missed that little, you know, what you just did for me. I mean, I got some of it, but I can get distracted, and I was trying to bring myself back here. So
it's on the recording. And remember, you know, you have this because we are entangled. That's how the oneness works. That's how quantum works. You know, it's your quantum entanglement. So if you actually tune in, you'll realize that you received this distantly, even though you didn't hear it audibly. And Spirit tells me there will come a time I won't even need to speak light language because it's an energy. So it's not only through sound. It's energetically all present, all now. It's a frequency. And when
like
we're all aligned and entangled by choice, yeah, right. And so we're choosing through being on this radio call to be entangled And that's how I began the whole phone call, by asking everyone to get in a heart center and choose to be the support for everybody on the call today. So while we're entangled, we're all receiving whatever we're giving permission to receive. And since you called, you were giving permission. So you've got it. But you can go back and listen to it again if you want to have a more mental connection to it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quantum is so cool. I just love it.
Well, I'm glad I hung in there. So thank you.
Us too.
Yes, thank you. Blessings.
Thank
you. Blessings on your continued growth.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. All righty. Awesome. Those moments of awesomeness. All right. We got three more to go here. Ooh-ah! We got 480. You have been on hold for a long time, so you're on live with us now.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hello. Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Kate.
And what is your name?
To know. My name is Nancy. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hi, Nancy.
Hello. I wanted to know a couple things. Trying to lose weight, but I'm not losing the way I want to. And I'm just kind of curious if it's something going on inside my body, or maybe I'm not even eating enough. So if we could look at that.
Well, the first thing that comes up is emotions. So while I'm sitting with your emotions, let me just remind you to maybe change how you're perceiving. You don't want to lose weight, because then you have to go find what you've lost. You know, there's this idea that if we lose something, we need to find it.
Well, I'm getting older, so we usually don't find things that we lose.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Well, it doesn't mean we don't want to. So let's focus on gaining health instead of losing weight.
And I should have said that better, on weight management. I'm a big-time exerciser. I exercise a lot, about 5 times a week. And I do eat the proper foods. So I eat very healthy, and that's where my concern is why am I not losing weight if I'm eating as healthy as I am and exercising?
Well, I'm going to just tell you what I'm getting is emotions. So let's go with those emotions here.
Okay. So then that was going to be my...
There's sadness.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
There's sadness right now. Kay. There's frustration, this feeling of... I mean, I actually feel... cornered, trapped. Like, I'm just sitting with this for a minute here and letting it loose through me. It's pretty intense. Are you feeling any of this, or is it beyond your awareness?
And that was going to be my second question, so I might as well just lead that in if you don't mind, is I want to know about where the friendship is going with my friend Veronica and I.
Even hard to breathe. Mm. Okay, let's just get you to a state of peace with what is, whatever happens. No attachments, no expectations, no needs, no fears, no assumptions, just isness. Will you go there with me?
Okay.
I am. Your friend, Veronica, tell me your name again.
My name is Nancy.
Nancy, okay. Now stay with me and let me know if you're noticing any shift.
Okay.
There's sadness. But the intensity is diminished. And I'm now hearing, I can deal with it as it is. As a feeling of being resigned or resolved to what is and not needing to control it anymore. I am. I am perfect as I am.
Perfect as I am.
And there's this little bit of putting your head up, like defiance, you know, like, I don't know if she's been challenging you and about who you are and how you are or what, but there's this little lifting of the head, like, I am, I'm me, and I will be me, and I will accept me, and I'm just fine, thank you.
Did you want me to say that?
No, does that reflect what's going on between you guys?
Is she in some way challenging you and you're just...
Well, basically, we're friends, but we also work together in a direct marketing company, and she's my upline. So, I mean, obviously, you always want to keep challenging because you always want to get better and better. But I was looking more towards, because I can handle the business end of it, but looking more at the friendship end of it.
Now, I want you to look at Veronica as she is. As she is, not as you wish her to be. And say, I love you.
I love you.
I see you.
I see. Did you say, I see you?
I see you, meaning I see you for who you are.
I see you for who you are.
I see and accept and recognize the divine presence within you.
I see and accept the...
divine presence.
Divine presence.
Within you.
Within you. Thank you.
Okay. That is so not true right now. So let's get it. Let's get aligned with that, because every human has the divine presence in them. We're all God sparks. And somehow through disharmony or challenge... you guys have, what I see it as is like a schism, like where there was alignment, there's a schism. It's off alignment. Let's bring it back into alignment through love, through acceptance, through peace. Now, you cannot change her in any way, shape, or form, but you can change how you respond and react to her by bringing yourself back into alignment with peace, love, acceptance, harmony, balance. Aki alokai. There was a shift. Did you feel anything just now?
I did.
Right up the spine. I'm feeling it right up my spine. There's this posturing, I guess I'd call it, where what I feel like is you're trying to make peace with things as they are. And what it's requiring is for you to step back a little bit and get a little more neutral and objective. And it's a balance, because in doing that, sometimes we create this distance and we separate ourselves so we don't get hurt. And then we create this gap. The challenge is to separate yourself, to step back and be objective and detached, but to keep the love full and present and to be expansive and gracious and not get caught up in the drama, the minutiae, the nitty-gritty of the relationship and the personalities, if you will, grating on each other. So I'm trying to work with this posturing, if you will. So let's do this prayer I did earlier, just because it's so powerful. And this is for you and her and anyone else, everyone, across all time and space, okay?
Okay.
Okay? Please forgive me. I am sorry. Start with, I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
And again, I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
And repeat that as often as necessary. Remember, you're saying it for her, to her, for yourself, and for everyone else across all time and space that you might have issues with. Because forgiveness restores you to you. Doesn't condone behavior. Doesn't accept that it's appropriate. It doesn't say anything other than, I am at peace with what is. I release all judgment, all need, all expectation, all assumption, and I restore myself to my vibration that I would be able to choose to remain in alignment with my divine, pure soul essence expressing through me in the highest and best way.
your power. That's your ability, your potential. And it is not dependent on anyone else. So whether the relationship holds or whether it dissolves is less critical than about the relationship you have with yourself, remaining right. in balance, integrity, and in strength of your truth, you expressing your truth, your way, your purpose, your essence. Not dependent, not conditional, not negotiable. Doesn't mean you can't compromise or negotiate, but you have to remain true to yourself to feel good about yourself, to remain healthy.
Boundaries.
To remain light. We started this out talking about weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
To remain light, at ease in your body. You have to be at ease in yourself, with yourself, as yourself. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, alaki, alako, alakai, omakai, alaki, alako, takasa, ala. I restore peace to myself now. Say that.
I restore peace to myself now.
I restore power to myself now.
I restore power to myself now.
And I don't mean power over anyone else. Power within, right? No, you don't have to repeat that. I'm just defining
okay.
to you. I'm not talking about I need to be, like, defensive powerful or offensive powerful. I'm talking about power within, meaning you know who you are? You live from that integrity, that trust, that presence in you that is not, you know, you can bend like, you know, the flexible tree, you know, that bends in the wind without breaking and snapping. But you have integrity and the strength in your core. And you trust that which you are. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. Now, focus on your weight issue and let me see what emotion comes up. Okay. Now, for yourself. I love myself completely as I am.
I love myself completely as I am.
And again. Again, I love myself completely exactly as I am.
I love myself completely exactly as I am.
Oh, that's much better now. Do you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you love yourself as you are, you actually have a choice about what you eat, about what you look like, your weight, all of that. When you don't quite love yourself, when you're in judgment, that's a battle. That's a struggle. There's resistance. You see? What we just were shifting. So I know you're saying you eat right and whatever, but it's not affecting your weight. And who knows? I mean, I'm not medically oriented enough to tell you whether there's a gluten sensitivity or a, you know, a lack of absorption or digestion or any of those things. You'll have to take that up with, you know, a doctor or a naturopath or somebody. But from the right. energetic level, the very first time you mentioned weight loss, there was a lot of emotion. And that's what we cleared today. So at least, you know, if you think about the weight, do you feel any more neutral to it now than when we started this call?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we've cleared today and shifted. So one, now if you talk to yourself about establishing the weight that you want for better health and vitality, for longevity, you can talk to them from love because now that resistance pattern and the judgment associated with weight, with you, with loving you as you are, has shifted. So you have this clean slate of neutral space to work from now. Okay. Hey, I'd love to hear from you how that goes. You know, if, you know, you're noticing some improvement over time or not. You know, let me know how this goes.
I appreciate that.
It's one last thing. Will you just email me? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other thing is I'm going to be having a hip replacement within the next month. Do you see that going well?
Hmm.
You don't want to have that done, do you?
I don't think anybody does, do they?
But, no, I mean, I'm getting a lot of emotions about that. I don't know if you've looked into it. I've just met two people recently who are talking about stem cell replacements instead of joint replacements, and both have gone quite well. So you might talk to doctors about that. Again, I'm not a doctor. I can't give any medical advice, but I'm picking up a strong resistive energy related to that. So I would, I guess, if I was in your shoes, I guess I would explore options. You know, if you want to call me for a private session, we can go deep into that. I don't think there's time because of the other callers right now. But we could certainly work with the energy that came up when you asked that question, the same way we could work with the energy that came up around the weight loss. And maybe we can actually work with the healing. If you heard the caller before who said there was no whatever in the knee, you know, the parts were not there, shattered or whatever, and she had level 7 knee pain, and we got her out of knee pain in that brief time on the phone here. We could work with energy that way. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Great. Blessings, sweetie. It's a pleasure.
Well, thank you so very much for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
Stay the course and keep expecting the best.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, we got two more here. We have caller number 979. And who are we
Hello. This is Gay.
Hi, hey, Gay. Thanks for joining us.
How you doing?
Wonderful. What can we help you with today?
Well, I had an incident with a friend today. I came to visit with her this week, and I ended up leaving today because between the both of us, we didn't know each other well enough, I guess, our little whatevers. And she felt insulted about something, small thing, which I don't, my intention is never to insult anybody.
Sure.
And that's because we don't know each other's natures 100%. None of us do, and it's a planet. So, but when I left, it was very hurtful. We didn't argue. She got, I allowed her to speak what was bothering her. But I didn't get mine in because she just kept telling me I was whining and, you know, just saying things that weren't true. But I didn't engage in argument because I didn't feel like it was a good thing to do.
Yeah, good for you.
I don't like confrontation anyway, but you know what? I still love her, and I know it's at the end of our relationship. I really feel that because our energies don't match. I mean,
That's fine.
So right now I feel kind of icky. I've been tapping and doing the Ho'oponopono like you've been doing with everyone else on the phone.
Great.
But I just need a little closure with her and just, you know, because I send her love. I have no hate or disgust for anyone, and I'm not really mad at her. I'm more upset with me than I am with her, and I can't be going to that place and beating the crap out of myself. That's just not worth it. So that's where I'm going at right now.
Right. Well, okay, so let's do Ho'oponopono for you, since that already is something you understand and work with. Let's direct the Ho'oponopono to you, forgiving you, because you're saying you're upset at yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm really impressed. I mean, I'm not going to say that people should never express their truth in a situation and speak their truth, but as we move further into mastery, we just won't need to, because we don't have defensiveness or ego there.
Yeah, and I felt like I really didn't need to explain myself because I really know who I am as a person.
Awesome.
I don't know everything about me, but I know enough that I'm not a mean-spirited individual. But right now I'm more mean-spirited towards me than I am someone else because
Yeah, when you recognize that what the person is saying is simply their perspective from their filters, their triggers, it's their projection. And if you understand who you are and you're really sure that that's not true about you, you don't need to defend yourself. You don't need to say anything except God bless you because you know they're in pain.
Right.
And people are paying to lash out.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I understood why she felt, she said that I, she offended her or whatever, because I said something about a fruit that she was using in a smoothie, and I said that it was fattening, and it was something my doctor told me, and she's a nurse, and she's a very intense person, but I realized, like I said, energetically we don't match. God bless her heart. She does what she has to do to function in the world, and I do too, and I'm just extremely sensitive and an empath, so... And I've had to sit through some situations with her family this week, which was real hard for me emotionally.
Right.
I said nothing, but it was really hard.
Yeah. So let's focus on how much courage that took and how much consciousness and presence it took for you to just let her express and not defend. That's where we need to go if we're going to create peace in the world, is, you know, to be able to be so fully present with the moment at hand while someone else is expressing or even, you know, in some way not physically harming us, you know, because you certainly wouldn't want to receive physical harm without defending yourself or getting safe. But,
no.
You know, there's a point of which if we are going to move into a peaceful state, we have to be able to let people be who they are as they are and say what they're going to say, without rising up and creating more drama and, you know, war or harm or something back. So I'm not judging the people who choose to stand up and speak their truth and have that peace, because that's where they are and that's what they need to do in that moment. We don't have to judge that. But as we move into our mastery, more and more we're going to have less of an inclination to speak about ourselves, tell all the stuff we're doing that we're proud of or, you know, feel good about. And we're going to be able to sit more fully present while somebody else is talking about themselves and actually listen. And, you know, we can be compassionate. We can be supportive. And we can also receive someone doing that for us, because we're going to be in a real balanced exchange and the ability to do that through love. So you chose consciously not to react, not to defend, but to walk away with your hurts. And
I mean, I did try to speak up, and I realized that that was not going to be fruitful, so I just shut it down. So,
but often, because as light workers, we have the power, and we know we can go sit and meditate with our hurts, with our own triggers. You can do that, because you're not going to let that stick in you and hurt you indefinitely. You're just going to take the first moment that comes along to move into healing of whatever that is by consciously sitting with that. So let's do that now, but I just wanted to, you know, thank you for not creating a greater fire, throwing, you know, fire on the fire, greater drama, but to walk away knowing that you have the power in you to heal and restore you. So let's use that Ho'oponopono first and do it directed towards you and do it from the deepest, truest part of the core of your being, to love you, forgive you, and accept you. Okay?
Okay.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
All right. Let's do that again and again and again until it feels clear. Now, it's that inner child, don't you? You know, you're really talking to that
inner
child who was hurt, right? So that inner child is being soothed every time you say this, being restored. Let's get your innocence back, your peacefulness. I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, there's a feeling that I get about inner child didn't feel that you stood up for her, defended her, and protected her.
Yes.
So that's part of what you're feeling let down about and bad about yourself, is you feel like you threw yourself under the bus.
Yeah.
So I want to give you that new perspective we talked about, where what you really did was rise yourself above the circumstances, so that not more harm was not done than was already present. Let's show inner child that courage so that she can have a new perspective about herself.
Okay.
Do you feel that settle in? I saw a lion's head roar, and it's what she wanted, because she wanted that power of the lion roaring. And then, but you showed her there's another kind of power, a gentle power, a loving power. And she understood that when we showed her that, and she came to peace in the center of it. I don't know if you feel that peacefulness now.
I'm feeling better. And I'm a Leo, so.
Yeah, I was seeing that lion roar. Okay, so what we're doing is we're evolving from the old paradigm, the old human, where it's your right to stand tall and stand big and to slam your staff down into the ground and have everybody notice how powerful you are and defend yourself, to this whole new earth energy of harmony, acceptance, and peace that sometimes involves disappointment, sadness, a little sorrow, but it doesn't involve anger, because we understand. Anger is a lack of understanding. It's a lack of acceptance.
And I never felt anger, I mean, at all.
No. Because you understood the circumstances. Mm-hmm.
And
so
I understand
this inner child,
her stress. I understood her, what she's going through,
But the important thing is your inner child is beginning to understand. You didn't let her down. You chose a higher path of forgiveness, of acceptance, of peace.
Right.
And
I mean,
she's kind of sitting in that in a different way now.
Good, because she needs it. Because when I dealt with her, it was kind of like being with my mom, but nastier. And and I don't like confrontation, but I don't see things being fruitful and getting into an argument back and forth like you're two five-year-olds going at each other. I just can't do that.
And we don't want to fear confrontation, but we also don't need to, like I said, throw gas on the fire. And you made a conscious choice, and that was a beautiful thing. So the problem is your inner child felt like you let her down. So you crashed.
Because I'm trying to learn to speak up, and I'm not very good with words in trying to do that. But I think my friend's anger was so escalated that it wasn't going to happen, because it would have made it worse no matter what I said. I noticed every time I would say something, it made it worse. And she would totally distort the intention of it. And I said, oh, I'm not doing this. This is not happening. So I decided to leave her home. And I'm in a hotel now. And I'm okay with that, because I had to leave the area because it was killing me. It was killing me anyway throughout the week.
Right. And you're so empathic.
Oh, yeah. And she doesn't understand these things. So to have that kind of discussion with her would be fruitless, too. So.
Well, remember, the light worker has been told countless times through the eons, you're wrong for being the light that you are. You're wrong for speaking your truth. And, you know, so we get gun-shy, and we have that, you know, self-worth thing come up, and we beat ourselves up. But we don't have to do that anymore. We just need to be conscious and aware, and then bring healing to the moment for ourselves. Okay?
And that's why I'm with you.
So bless her, bless yourself, and you did the right thing by leaving the circumstance in peace, meaning it wasn't in peace, but she's going to be responsible for how, she may go around telling people about this terrible experience she had. Don't worry about it.
Of course she is.
It won't stick to you.
And that was a thing that went through my mind, and I'm like,
but it's not going to stick to you because it's not yours.
Right.
You rose above it, you walked away, you know, and you chose to restore peace within yourself. That's all you can ever do. That's a courageous light worker. That's restoring yourself to where you can shine the light again, where you can open your heart to have a new friendship, to have love for people, to have compassion for people without being just so hurt and defensive that you shut down. You see, that's the courageous path.
Yeah.
Because
I could have easily shut down because I've done it before, but I'm not that way anymore. Because I know I'm worth
much
more.
And it's a conscious thing. It has to be a conscious choice because it's so easy to shut down. I've been through this myself over and over and over and over with people that I love dearly. I consider light workers, and it does no good to walk away and blame and judge and hold them in harmful thoughts, you know, or negative thoughts. It doesn't do them or you or the relationship or life. I mean, there's no benefit in all that.
No,
so,
it's not.
You know, the path is to just bless it, release it, and restore yourself for the next moment. Okay? Amen.
Right.
Yeah. Bye-bye, dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
And call back and let us know how that goes. and how things are doing. All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Laura, last one. Here we go.
Okey-doke.
Of course, I always hope to talk with you a little bit, but you know. Area code 571, you are on with us. Thank you for hanging in there. Thank you for your patience. Who are we blessed with talking to today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You're speaking with Vicky. I'm sorry, what was your name? Vicky.
Vicky.
Ricky. Vicky. Vicky. Hi, Victoria.
Okay.
Vicky.
Oh, Vicky. I'm sorry. All right. It helps me to tune into the voice, sound, the vibration, the voice, the name, anything like that.
That's okay.
So thank you. Last but not least, thank you for sticking around.
I know, right? A great show. A wonderful show.
Thank you.
And Laura makes me all benefit from it, which is awesome. It's like I sit here and I go, I look forward to her one time a month being on because I'm going, I can clear all this stuff out. It's like, yay.
Once a month, Roto-Rooter. Yes.
That's, exactly. I know, right? That's awesome. Yes.
How can we help you, sweetie?
Well, for the past, about a month or so, I have been having some lightheadedness, and I'm not passing out or anything, I'm not throwing up, but just very woozy, so to speak. And went to the doctor. My blood pressure was a little bit elevated, gave me some medicine for that. Brought it down a little, but I'm still feeling, it's just still there.
Mm-hmm. Tending into your emotions right now, there's a lot of strong emotions. So let's work with that first. I always wish this was on Skype or something where you could see, because what I do with my hands and what I do with my face and expressions is always so reflective of the energy. And right now my whole face is scrunched up. I'm actually surprised you don't have a headache from, you know, that tension I'm feeling.
Well, I'm having a neck ache, not a headache.
Okay.
The back of my neck is killing me.
Okay. We're going to get rid of all that because, darn, this is not fun. That's better. So give me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is your discomfort?
Well, right now I'm feeling okay. The neck pain kind of just went away.
Yeah. But I still got a lot of tension in my jaws, my teeth. This area, like your cheeks, you know, like right where your cheekbones are, is just
right.
Scrunched up and tight. Ugh. It's clearing, though. Better. That feels better. Now, tune in again to your issue, and let me get another wave of energy from it.
Okay.
You have any lung issues? Because I'm really breathing. You know, like that Darth Vader breath thing?
No, I don't. No.
Do you hear that breath?
Yeah, I can hear it.
It's
like
a wheeze or something.
See, do you think that there's like... the cardiologist thinking that maybe I had some issues with my air. But
that's what the cardiologist said?
That's what he's thinking, but of course right now I'm speaking to you, I'm hooked up to a heart monitor, so they're monitoring that just to see.
Yeah, okay. Often I get this kind of breathing when it has something to do with fear, contraction, you know, I mean, much of my work has to do with the emotional level. I tend to work from the outer fields in, so it's very often the spiritual, mental, emotional levels that are creating, you know, well, it's always that, creating the dense physical expression of disease or pain. And so I usually do start with the emotional level and work in. It's feeling better, though.
I mean, I have an idea.
Hold on. Whew.
standby. I'm still getting more waves of healing. That's better. Okay, now I can talk. What you got going?
I think, and I have an idea of what's causing it. Mm-hmm. I was laid off for probably about almost a year or so, and I just got a job recently. And the environment is not an environment that I'm used to. It's just very negative and very dark. And my spirit just doesn't work well in that type of environment. So, of course, I want to leave, but I need another job before I
right.
leave. So I think that's maybe the fear that you're picking up on. I do. I wish I could just go in tomorrow and just say, here's my paper, you know, my two-week notice, I'm out of here. Because it's not good for my soul. It's just not.
Yeah.
I can feel it. It's just making me ill.
Okay, a couple things here. First of all, I feel a lot of sadness. I want to cry. There's this, you know, diminishment, this feeling small. You know, like
mm-hmm.
you're trapped, you're stuck, you're cramming yourself in a little box, you know. And I want to remind you, you're not your job, you're not your pain, you're not your, you know, symptoms. You are
right.
a vast, powerful, multidimensional, eternal being of divine light. And I want to remind you of that because you have the power to go into work and change that environment a little at a time without saying a word by showing up. And I want to encourage you to get on that daily dose of love for free on my website. Subscribe to it. Listen to it every day. It'll help you transcend some of this, but also it'll put those frequencies in you that are going to go into your workplace with you every day and change that environment at a quantum level of sharing. Like, you know, Bluetooth is how I say, you know, wirelessly transmitting much better frequency. So while you need to be there, recognize you're not trapped. You made a choice to have a job, but that's an act of self-love and self-compassion. So you
mm-hmm.
have what you need to live in this world. So we want to stop being in the survival mode of I'm stuck, I'm trapped, I have no choice. You do have a choice. But
actually, I don't feel that I'm trapped. I think for me, when I have conversation with other people, I think they try to project onto me that, like, I'm trapped. You know, you are grateful that you have a job, and I'm like, I am grateful.
Right.
I every day, every morning, that's my meditation. I am grateful, but that doesn't mean that I can't leave. So I think I need to put the mirror in between when I'm having these conversations with other people, because I just had it this morning with my neighbor. Well, at least you have a job and you need to pay your mortgage. And I don't see it that way.
But you still have a lot of emotions around it.
Mm-hmm.
You may be grateful at a conscious mental level that you have a job, but when you're walking that door, you're not feeling that gratitude.
No, I'm not. That's true.
So
no, I'm not.
That's what people are saying to you, and you might want to deny it because you want to be thinking the spiritual side of this and gratitude. But, you know, when your emotions, when your cells are not vibrating what you're saying, you're thinking, that's not, then you're out of alignment and you can't.
Right.
I mean, if you're not vibrating it, you can't create it. Do you see? So you start with affirmations, but you want to get that at a true vibrational level, and that's why I'm saying listen to Daily Dose of Love will help you shift
okay.
that. But right now, let's get you in alignment with truth, okay? Let's bring, okay, so this gratitude piece and this not feeling gratitude. Every cell in my body knows the feeling of gratitude when I walk into my job each day. No. All right, can we change that for you to a yes? Do I have your permission?
Yes.
Okay. This is a theta healing technique, which you can buy the book on theta healing and work with these really powerful techniques if you want. It's by Vianna Sibyl. There's teachers who teach this, and I've had the classes, and they're wonderful, but you can also work from the book. You know, you can buy it through the Internet. So, Mother, Father, God, Creator, it is commanded right now on behalf of, oh, darn, I'm sorry. Tell me your name again.
Vicky,
okay. Mother, Father, God, Creator is commanded right now on behalf of Vicky, the program or the feeling of gratitude. Every cell in my body knows the feeling state of being grateful every day I walk into my workplace, every moment of my day at my workplace, that I remember and know the feeling of gratitude, God's definition. It is possible, when and how to live my daily life. I am gratitude every moment of my beingness. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. Show me. Ha! Every cell in my body knows the feeling. God's definition, when and how it is possible to live my daily life in gratitude. Show me. I feel this in my second chakra, root chakra, and almost like a tingling all the way down my leg. So much fear there. I wonder if it's fear of being laid off or something, losing that job because it took you so long to get it.
Yeah, that's a part of it.
I trust. I live in the security that I will always be okay. There's shifting happening. I don't know if you're noticing, so just stay with me. Every cell in my body knows that I am safe, secure, and totally supported by the universal all. Every cell in my body knows the feeling state of safety, security, protection. Every cell in my body knows a feeling state of gratitude, peace, security, financial stability. I'm having all kinds of reactions because those are not true feelings for you, so we're stating them and making them true by releasing the impingements on those, if you will. Every cell in my body knows the truth of my power to create what I need moment by moment, day by day. To be secure, financially secure, stable, safe, and protected in all ways, in all forms, in all times. That I may walk this life with gratitude in every moment, knowing my power to create everything I need is always present within me. The power, as the source flows through me, the power is within me. I am. You were, in my mind's eye, you were getting so tall. I mean, you were just elongating. Ah. Now, are you feeling any different when you think about this?
I do. However, I can feel there's something going on with my throat.
So what comes up for me is, how can I trust life?
I guess intellectually, I know that I will be fine.
Right.
I know that. I'm fully aware of that.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Because intellectually, I know I will be fine.
Right. This cellular doubt comes from lifetimes, eons, and many. So that, you know, we talk about it being in a past life, but it's not in the past, it's present, you know, because it's in our DNA, and we're imprinted all the way through our you know, all of our lifetimes, our entire Akash is imprinted in our DNA. So everything is always available now. And what we want to do is tune in and mine that history, if you will, all of our wonderful attributes, our soul attributes and qualities and giftedness from all those lifetimes, and start to heal and release and dissolve, if you will, the imprints that were from trauma, fear, pain, suffering, you know, and for being persecuted and suffering, survival level stuff. Ah. So we are bringing that into alignment.
Okay, thank you.
Tune in. You're welcome, honey. Tune in right now with me and tell me what feels incomplete, if anything. When you think about your job, do you feel any different than you did when you first called?
A little.
So what do you still feel is not like the way you want to feel, is not balance or harmony? What would you express about that?
The people. It's not the work. It's not the work itself. The work itself mm-hmm. is fine, not an issue. It's the people.
Right.
Okay. So look at all of those people in a group with me. See them. Well, that made a difference right there. I didn't even get to the next step.
Ho'oponopono, mm-hmm. to heal the group. She's been brought there to
mm-hmm.
heal the group.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to see the entire group, and I want you to imagine you're in like a crystalline pyramid, a golden pyramid, up in the ethers. So we're in other higher dimensions where there is no duality, there is only love and peace. And I want you to see these people in their higher self state. And I want you to ask yourself, what do you need from them to be at peace? Are you able to see this? And imagine you're in this golden
yes.
pyramid in the higher dimensions, talking to the higher selves. You can call in whatever angels, guardian angels, you know, spirit beings, ascended masters, anyone you want to be with us there. And I just want you to ask this group of people and any individuals in the group that particularly vex you, I want you to state what it is you need from them.
Those who are the least lovable need love the most.
To be nice, to be friendly.
Okay. Why do you need them to be nice and friendly?
Because that's just my spirit. When I go in the morning, I'm, hey, how you doing in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
That's just my DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
so for me, I'm an empath. So
right.
I need, and it's not their issues, it's my issues, you know, I
okay.
need to find a way to separate that.
Okay,
because
now
I'm just
realize.
A jovial person. That's just my
okay.
personality.
I get it. I am too. And I love it when people are nice back. But you want to get to this level of mastery as a light worker, as a conscious person evolving your consciousness. You want to get to a level where it'd be nice if people were nice back. But it's not required because you know who you are. You
right,
know what
right.
you have within you. And if they don't have that yet, you actually have empathy, compassion, understanding for their being stuck at a level where they're not bringing that joy to work. They're not responsive or reactive in the way that you want them to be, but that you can be at peace with that and accept that because you will never change the others. And
right.
a lot of us are here to discover that